Absolutely. Jason Vitt, lovely work you guys are doing at the National Literacy Trust. These are Literacy Hub's manager. And I've managed to say the word literacy correct at least two or three times in the times I've said that today. Hey, Mr. John Holmes,
hey.
you try that. John Holmes has joined me in the studio to tell us what's happening on his show this afternoon. I have to point out, actually, Penny Smith is standing in for me on Bank Holiday Monday.
Is she now?
Because, you'll enjoy it. Actually, I don't think you'll get away with
Me and Penny go way back.
She doesn't take any nonsense, does she? But she'll be the wonderful, fabulous Penny Smith will stand in for me on Bank Holiday Monday. I'm going to be back on Tuesday. What's coming up on your show, John? Are you going to be doing some reading with children, or is that banned under the current court order?
No, that's absolutely fine. The reading is the one thing I can still do. But I was listening to that, by the way, and I completely agree, because my kids love reading, but only because, you know, from day one, you go, read to them. Just read stuff at them. And then they soak it up and they love it.
My daughter at nursery, I remember, they were absolutely convinced. They said, it's amazing, she's reading at three, she's amazing. I said, she's not reading. They said, no, she is. She's reading this Thomas the Tank Engine book, and she's absolutely read it from cover to cover. And I said, no, she's got a photographic memory.
She was
turning the pages and she was using all the intonation, and I've got it on video because it's the funniest
That's
thing ever. And I said,
good.
No, she absolutely can't read. She can just she's memorised the book.
I did exactly that. My dad, apparently, when I was that age, like two or something, came home to find me reading a book and was amazed. My mum had to say exactly that. No, he just knows it. That's all it
We've
is.
We've read it that often.
That's all it
I'll
is.
Tell you what, though, I did not regret the day that Thomas the Tank Engine fell out of favour, because we had 50 of the dancings, and my God, I loathe and despise those engines.
We were all about Maisie Mouse in our house.
It's a whole different. And what about your daughter?
We're
very much agreeing. Books matter, people.
We're agreeing on something. Brilliant.
I know, this is weird. So what's happening on your show?
I'm going to tell you, the actress, the Hollywood actress Kate Beckinsale will be on with us today.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Really?
It's the truth.
There's going to be a lot of excitement in the office.
So she's on. Con will, of course, be in the lift on a Friday reading out the haters' texts and tweets as the lift descends through the building. That's in condescending, so that's going to happen. It's Some Request Friday as well, of course. So if you do have a dedication or a request for a speech or talk that means a lot to you, then, of course, we'll play that for you in full.
I'm going to be calling in on that, I think.
That just uses up some time. And the usual things, you know.
Usual stuff.
The news in haikus, what the people think, the lonely lunch, the stuff.
I love lonely lunch. Thank you very much. That's John Holmes. He's coming up with you after one. That doesn't sound right either. Penny Smith, as I say, standing in for me on Bank Holiday Monday morning, because I've got to be honest with you, I'm just going to still be too drunk. Have a wonderful bank holiday. I'll see you on Tuesday.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car, and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woo-hoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau, comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army. Be the best.
Van Buster now on. Mastercrete 25 kilograms, just £3.65 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point numbers only.
There is a prophecy that when the forces of darkness rise and unleash hell upon this land, heroes will unite to fight together.
So are you here?
To save our people.
This Monday, an unthinkable threat.
An invasion.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
We'll protect the kingdom.
We will try, my friend.
Warcraft, the beginning, in cinemas Monday.
So, Clive, what do you think of these new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips?
Well, Ian, they've been fantastic. They've got a strong line-up with salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce flavours. But the question is, who'll complete the squad? Yes, Ian, red sauce is full of flavour and strong in the crunch, but brown sauce has plenty of bite and a big, bold taste.
You decide which one of these great new flavours will make the final squad on July the 1st. Burton's Fish and Chips kicks hunger into the back of the neck.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Here we are then on a Friday. Look at that. Hello, I'm John Holmes, if you want, you know, both bits of it. It's 1 o'clock, it's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, London 2012 athletes fail doping tests. Fill up before you go to France and Bieber is being sued.
Talk Radio.
23 athletes from the London 2012 Olympics have returned positive drugs tests after their samples were reanalyzed. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
The athletes in question were from six different nations and competed in five different sports. The IOC says they and their national committees are being informed of the findings and proceedings against them will soon begin. The tests conducted using the latest scientific methods will lead to bans from this summer's games in Rio for any competitor found guilty.
A police officer who made a hoax 999 call which sparked a nationwide terror alert has been jailed for 7 years. 29-year-old PC Ahmad Hasadiq Hussein called West Midlands Police claiming a Muslim policeman was going to be kidnapped by a terrorist. Fuel shortages in northern France are spreading to other parts of the country. Thousands of British people are planning on travelling there for the bank holiday and are being advised to fill up before they go. A dispute over labour reforms has led to blockades in towns, cities as well as on motorways and bridges. Edmund King is the president of the AA.
We're hoping, though, that the panic buying is over, because if you think about it, if there are 30 million cars in France, most of the time, on average, they'd have half a tank. If they all go out to fill up, that's 30 million cars that have filled up with millions more litres, and that leads to a shortage. But you can't fill up like that every day.
Footballer Ched Evans has pleaded not guilty to a charge of raping a woman in Rhyl in 2011. The ex-Wales and Sheffield United player is due to go on trial in October. Barack Obama has laid a wreath at Hiroshima in Japan, the city destroyed by an American atomic bomb in 1945. He's the first serving US president to visit the city where at least 140,000 people were killed. Hideki Asari from the Japanese embassy hopes the visit will make a difference.
We saw the President Obama talking to very attentively to survivors and embraced one of them. And it was a very moving scene to watch. It is very important to strive for the world free of nuclear weapons.
David Cameron says a second Royal Navy warship is being sent to Libya to stop people smugglers just a day after 4,000 migrants had to be rescued from the sea there. Around 20 people died in the Mediterranean when their ship sank. And Justin Bieber is being sued over claims he stole lyrics from another musician for his hit song Sorry. Legal action is also being taken against the track's producer and co-writers who are accused of infringing Casey Deanell's copyright. Bieber hasn't commented yet.
Bieber.
Yeah.
Great. You a fan of Justin Bieber?
Not really.
Why was that in the news then?
Well, it's not what I'm a fan of, it's what the people are fans of.
The people?
Yeah.
No one listening to this likes Justin Bieber. Not one.
How do you know?
Just know.
It's a guilty pleasure for a lot of people.
I know, my heart, this isn't for them.
All right.
Just saying.
Well, they might like the fact he's being sued.
Then that's true, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got me there.
Can I do the weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells for most, but with some heavy and thundery showers not across sure, the southwest of sure England and Wales. Feeling warm with highs of 21
not
degrees.
Sure about that, are we?
What?
Well, I'll be honest. I think you've stolen that weather. I don't think you wrote that.
Why?
Well, you know, I think you're going to be sued by the Met Office because I think someone else wrote that,
you
just passed it off as your own.
Do you know what the Met
as your
Office
own work?
Are a resource for writing weather. That's my source. That's where I got it from.
Justin Bieber could say that, couldn't he?
He's not talking about weather, though.
Yeah,
and I'm not making money from the weather forecast.
Well, you're being paid to read it out. So technically you are.
Yeah, but I don't think... The Met Office like to provide weather for everyone. That's pretty much where, you know, that's the acceptable source of weather. Where do you think I should get my weather from, John?
You should write your own original weather. To me, you are
I'm not a meteorologist.
But a thieving Bieber. Ask Podcast is through the glass. What?
Leave her alone. Move on.
Fine.
Yeah, listen to that.
Fine. Mm. Who's got the sport?
Probably Moose.
Moose?
I think Moose.
Okay, it's Moose or Ben. Let's find out.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Jose Mourinho says the Manchester United job has arrived at the right point in his career. His move to Old Trafford on a 3-year contract was finally confirmed this morning. The Special One's been speaking with MUTV.
One perspective is the past 3 years, and another perspective is the club history. I think I prefer to forget the past 3 years. I prefer to focus on the giant club I have in my hands now.
In other managerial news, Aston Villa have moved a step closer to appointing Roberto Di Matteo as manager following further talks with the Italian. And Sky Bet Championship Reading have sacked manager Brian McDermott again. On to cricket. England was 75-2 a short time ago on day one of the second test with Sri Lanka at Chesterley Street.
Right.
Nick Compton and captain Alistair Cook, the men out. Finally, on to tennis. Andy Murray took the first set 6-1 against Ivo Karlovic.
Waiting for you to finish.
His last 32 tie at the French Open.
Just waiting.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben.
Talk Radio.
Thank you, Professor. You scored 48 points. Next up, we have Joey Essex from Chigwell. His subject is Peruvian political philosophy from 1715 to 1821.
Sorry, Joey. No chance. But if you fancy a 1 in 4 chance, buy a multiplier scratch card from the National Lottery Game Store and you could win up to 20 times your prize. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. I am set on the world of Azeroth. Why did you choose to go for ham?
Not a word, it's a portmanteau.
Devon.
Have a little chit. I will often make a simple ham.
Board games are so pre-9/11, aren't they?
A brunch. Dog and a boot and a ship. Flap. Max Rushton, hello. Who is a girl? Merkin.
Good afternoon.
Drew Barrymore, of course. Didn't they introduce a load of new, more modern...
Schadenfreude, please.
And an upcoming movie film release is that of the...
The person and the thing and the stuff.
Have you ever tried to play Scrabble with alphabet and spaghetti? An epic battle. If you were in a workplace or Roundtree Macintosh.
Hello, it's Merkin.
Ooh!
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey, you will twist the very fabric of life.
Good afternoon to you. Hello and welcome to a Friday, if I was to be specific. Well, it's this Friday afternoon on Talk Radio. As like Barack Obama's historic visit to Hiroshima, the Japanese city that his forebears dropped a bomb on, so we now drop into your day with all the force of not a 5.2 megaton blast, but instead all the force of an ill-conceived three-hour radio show full of features that don't quite work properly and a select number of items that management think are past their best. Hello, I am John Holmes, and as Britain's Got Talent triggers a race row about whether or not something called an Alicia Dixon, whatever that is, can say that four singing black men are chocolate. The race row, by the way, seemingly forgetting the band Hot Chocolate. We'll be asking today, can sweets be racist? Can sweets be racist? Do you have an opinion on that? 8-7-treble-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll be asking, can sweets be racist? I mean, I'll give you a for instance. I saw my own 4-year-old daughter, Isla, eating some white chocolate buttons the other day, and when I asked her why, she said she preferred them to dark chocolate, and I rightly called her a racist and threw her out into the streets, where she now has to live. And ask yourself this question, a packet of M&Ms, right? Have you had a packet of M&Ms ever? Have you?
Yeah.
Are there any black ones? No.
Oh, my God.
No, racist. These sweets are racist. Skittles. Right? Rainbow Skittles. Black ones? Don't think so. Pink? Yeah. Yellow? Fine, isn't it? But not... You don't get brown, probably. I don't know. I've never had any Skittles. But certainly, I'm guessing there aren't any black ones, so they're racist. And you simply can't even say the words curly-whirly anymore. And rightly so. So I agree with the internet. Alicia Dixon should be persecuted for her racist views. Anyway, I expect you're largely ambivalent about what's coming up on today's rough notion of a programme. Let's have a look-see. Headline hijack. Well, for a start, that'll be happening because you know as well as I do, if you're a regular listener, that the news at 2 o'clock contains not just Victoria's news, but also a made-up lie, a fib, a fabrication and a fake made up entirely by you. And it's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. Perhaps they're out for lunch, they get back, they switch the radio on, they hear the news. It's full of lies. Also, of course, Lonely Lunch Club on the way before 2 o'clock. If you are lunching alone for whatever reason, then why not be our Friday inductee into the sandwich-stained sanctuary that is the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone, we will keep you company and be your friend. We're available to chit. We're available to chat about whatever it is that you want to chit and chat about. We can do weather, we can do holidays, we can do racist sweets, anything you like. If you want to get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's right, it's a modern email
Very
address.
Very modern.
lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. There's work experience punditry today. Barry, not Norman, brings us the magic of films. There's the news in haikus. That's right, deal with it, Liam. Out on the streets we go to find out what the people think. Today, do they think... What do the people think? Do the people think... Think knees or fences? A man, well, Con.
Hello.
Will be in a lift reading out the texts and tweets that we've received from the haters live from that lift as it travels downwards through the building. That is a feature we call condescending. There's the big debate at three. Our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. Professor Stephen Hawking will join us to tell us another offensive joke. Plus, as it's a Friday, there will be live music as we quite literally drag Unbusker in off the streets and force it to perform. Maybe we'll get Alicia Dixon to evaluate the performance. And it's Some Request Friday. Let us not forget that. Some Request Friday. Well, you know how on Radio 2 they do All Request Friday, where they play music at your request and behest, perhaps for a dedication or something. Well, this is talk radio, so we don't do that. What we'll do is play you a speech or talk as a request or dedication. Maybe it's your mum's birthday and she'd like to hear Greg George's 2015 TED Talk, How to Control Someone Else's Arm Using Your Brain. Maybe. If you'd like a speech or talk as a request, a dedication, 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Starting message with any word you like.
And what's more, as if that wasn't enough, this afternoon we're going to be joined by an actual Hollywood actress. She's star of films, including Pearl Harbor, Underworld, and the 2012 feminist short film Republicans Get in My Vagina. Kate Beckinsale will join us later on. True. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's messaged me earlier to say he's become wedged in a student, like in that film 127 Hours, and he's had to cut his own arm off in order to get out. Ass Podcast will be through the glass. Chloe is pressing buttons like a fury.
Yeah.
Victoria is pushing the news elephant up the stairs.
It's heavy.
Paid intern Cornelius
Wagwan
is singing the song. Racist. Singing the song by what Alicia Dixon said were chocolate people from Britain's Got Talent. He's singing the song that they sang on Britain's Got Talent.
They sang David Bowie Hero.
Yeah.
I will be king.
It's not true.
And you will be queen.
Victoria. He's looking at you.
I don't want him to look at me with his
eyes. Though nothing will drive them away, we can beat them just for one day.
Oh, that's really nice, Con. You're a beautiful white chocolate man. It's 1:15. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. Oh, let's start with some music.
You're thinking we were going down. I could feel us sinking. Then I came around.
sky. Well, I wanted something better, man. I wish for something new. And I wanted something beautiful. I wish for something true. Been looking for a reason, man. Something to lose. When the wheels come down.
When the wheels come down.
When the wheels touch ground.
When the wheels touch ground.
And you feel like it's all over. There's another round for you. When the wheels come down.
It's the noise of the Foo Fighters. That is called Wheels. I am playing it as Talk Radio's head of music this afternoon for a reason. That reason will be along momentarily. The reason for playing this song will be along momentarily.
Coming to an end. Well, you wanted something better, man. You wish for something. You wanted something beautiful. You wished for something true. Been looking for a reason, man.
And you know the reason that I mentioned. You know the reason the wheels
come down. What is it? What is it? Why are you playing the Foo Fighters?
The wheels come down.
Stop singing. Okay. Tell us why.
The reason why, Cornelius, is a simple one. It's called Wheels. And what has wheels? What has
trains?
Think again.
Hoovers.
Think again. What has wheels?
Cars.
Close.
Taxis.
Yes, bang on. And why am I playing that? Because taxis have wheels, and this one that I'm about to tell you about actually doesn't. Because what it is, and this is the big story we're talking about this afternoon, is Russia's space taxi. Russia have decided they are going to launch a new reusable space vehicle as a taxi to get we humans to the moon in the form of taxi trips. So we can all regularly go up there and pop back again, apparently. Because, and I quote, the moon is an excellent destination.
Is it?
Apparently. And having a taxi, quote, is a more convenient transportation method between the space station and the moon and Earth. A space taxi.
A taxi?
Yeah, I mean, this is insane. I mean, at night, they don't even go south of the river, do they? And they're not going to... You get in a taxi and go, moon, please. What, Guff?
No, mate. Not going to moon. No.
Not going that direction.
Not going, mate. Don't go there.
This is absolute nonsense. However, that said, it is the big story that we are discussing. And in order to discuss it, we are going to need a guest on the telephone, as is traditional. So Ask Podcast is through the glass, is through the glass.
Are you making these up now?
Through the glass. No, it's in the news. Look.
That sounds like something
Russian space taxi. Russia are launching it, a space taxi. It's a company called Energia. And they're launching a space taxi to be stationed on the space station and will cut costs and time shuttling.
Yeah, you don't need to read the whole thing out. Shut up.
All right. Anyway, it's real, and we need an expert. An expert on...
Tim Peak.
Yeah.
He turns up to everything.
He does.
Get me Tim Peak.
Okay.
Live from the International Space Station. Excellent. Tim Peak talking to us next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
allergy. I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car, and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurance Bureau comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Believe. Believe in yourself. In your talents, your powers, your abilities. Believe you can step up, juggle life with study. Keep going. Believe you can do it. Tell yourself it is possible and know you will succeed. 79% of the Open University students we asked said the OU will help them fulfil their career goals. We can help you with yours too. If you believe. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Hello, son. Good night.
Shut up, Dad.
I remember nights in Winkers.
Shut up, Dad.
I first knowed your mum.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, with tongues, anyway.
Shut up, Dad.
Ooh, like two starving octopus.
Dad, shut up.
Fed up with Dad's taxi? If you're over 18, you can get your very own Citroën C1 with everything you need, including 3 years insurance for one monthly payment. Get your own car with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Cornwall, through Bodmin, the A30 remains completely closed due to a serious accident between the A38 and the Launceston Road junction. Queues back towards the Innes Downs at the A391, side diversion on scene. Gloucestershire, southbound M5, one lane closed due to an accident at junction 14 for Formbury. Inside lane of a three closed there. And finally, in County Durham, Long Newton, the eastbound A66 block due to an accident at Darlington Road. Again, a sign diversion on scene for you to skirt around that particular closure. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Pretty sure you could put one in your mouth. It's 22 minutes past 1 o'clock, and I say that to annoy people. So, it's Talk Radio, and before we talk to Tim Peake live from the International Space Station, because Cass has booked him during the adverts, we've just go to some of your reactions. It's Talk Radio, your reactions are very welcome, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word that you would like.
What reactions have been coming in?
I'm sorry, but I can't stand people who use Comic Sans. They're just not my type, has come in. Yeah. And Colin Murray's wearing the same jumper as me today.
Thank you very much. If you've got a reaction, you know the number. Okay, then, a Friday afternoon, and we're talking about the big story of the day. The big story of the day is this. A new space taxi. A space taxi. Russia are going to launch what they're calling a space taxi. It's a reusable craft. It will go, it will look like a taxi. It will go between Earth, the space station, and the moon. It will be able to take people, eventually, just to the moon as a destination. This is what Russia is saying, a space taxi. That's the big story. On the telephone, live from the International Space Station, if I'm, I think I'm right in saying that, is the astronaut Tim Peake. Hello, is that Tim Peake? Hello?
Hello.
There he is.
Is that Tim Peake?
No.
Oh. Who are you?
I'm the taxi driver.
What's your name?
Lance.
Okay, bear with me. Just hold the line a second, Lance.
Okay.
Just hold a second. Cass.
What?
What happened to Tim? You were supposed to get Tim Peake from the International Space Station.
The
sorry,
of an envelope.
He was booked for Colin Murray.
Oh, God's sake.
Sorry. I think Hawksby and
Jacobs.
Yeah, I think they've got him later as well.
Oh. Just like with Russell Howard, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Steal everyone.
All right, I'm going to talk to Lance now.
Talk to Lance.
Hey, Lance, how are you?
All right, buddy.
Good. Listen, good to have you on. Thank you for joining us. Now, you're a taxi driver, correct?
Correct.
How long have you been a taxi driver for, Lance?
Oh, about 15 years.
15 years, right, long time. So, I know it's difficult to give an exact estimate, but how much would it cost, if I said to you, take me to the moon, how much would you charge me?
How much would it cost?
Yeah, roughly.
I don't know, but...
How much is it a mile? How much do you charge a mile?
It's around about, well, you're 280,000 miles to the moon,
something
right?
Something like that, yep.
So you're going on £1 a mile.
Yep.
Now, Swift Fox Cubs, what would do is make this a wait and return.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So that would be 280,000. That would be enough money for me to retire on one trip.
It would. Would it include the tip?
I don't know what the tip would be, actually.
Yeah, I mean, 10% of that, that's going to add a fair amount on as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
so,
well, I could retire on that anyway.
Would you, as a taxi driver, because I imagine, being a taxi driver, you're well-versed in chatting to your customers.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you got enough chat in you to do that journey? Because that is, as you say, about 280,000 miles or something. I mean, that's a lot of talking. It's a lot of idle chatting, isn't it?
Well, it depends how fast they're going, don't they?
Oh, that's a good point, actually, yes.
Well, you see, what I drive... A disabled vehicle.
Right.
Because, well, Swift Fox, they've got the largest amount of disabled vehicles in the city, you see.
Right. And they, now, wait, sorry, what city are you in, by the way? I forgot to ask you.
Pardon?
What city are you in?
Leicester.
Leicester, right, fine. Okay, good. Congratulations on the thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, you mean,
You know, the Leicester thing.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
You know, the digging up of the... Richard
the Third. King Richard.
That's it.
Not the football. Where are you from?
What?
Whereabouts are you from?
In the radio, in here.
Oh, right.
Look, listen.
Yeah.
There. Yeah. Lance, I want to ask you some more taxi questions. Right, so, I mean, they've trialled this, of course. Well, you know this. They've trialled it in Sweden.
Yeah,
this,
yeah,
haven't
I've
they?
Seen
now,
this.
Now, Sweden, as you know, Lance, Sweden's got its own moon. And so what they did a few years ago was trial this by taking customers to the moon in Sweden. And it was a success, Lance, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
And as you're absolutely right, each taxi driver was able to retire after each trip, which obviously would appeal to you, I know. Do you think, though, is it going to create problems? Because think about it, we open up a channel, don't we, to space in this way. Does it make it easier for space immigrants to come down from space? You know, anyone that might be running on the run from despotic alien overlords. You know, does it? Is that going to be a problem, do you think?
Eventually? No, not really, because I have a disabled vehicle. So,
yes.
Swift's always carried disabled people. They carry dogs. Daddy, remember the first dog in space?
Yeah, Laika.
Laika,
yes.
Yeah. So, we carry dogs. So,
do you carry disabled dogs?
No. But they're sometimes with the disabled people.
Yes. Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So your view of this, I mean, if I was to say, you know, is this a good idea, the space taxi? I mean, you know, think about the knowledge, right? I know black cab drivers have to do the knowledge. Do you have to do a sort of knowledge in Leicester? Is there an equivalent of that? I mean, how does it work?
Sort of. I've lived here all my life.
Oh, so you know it very well. But the trouble is, if you start driving people to space, Lance, right, that's going to... I mean, you've got to do the knowledge, but then you've also got to do engineering, maths, physiology, chemistry, physics, and have knowledge of the inner workings of neutral buoyancy facilities, haven't you? And, you know, who's got the time, really?
Well, I've already got that.
Oh, well, fine.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Oh, well, great. Oh, well.
Well, you know what taxi drivers are. We know everything, you see.
That's a good point, actually. You do, don't you?
Yeah,
that is true. Listen, Lance, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. I mean, you weren't Tim Peake, but you're pretty close second as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So, nice one.
Well, you used to do our washing.
That is Lance, excellent taxi driver from Leicester. Lance, thank you very much indeed. He's done the knowledge. He's done the physics, the chemistry, the engineering, the maths, and has knowledge as well of the inner workings of neutral buoyancy facilities. So, good work, Lance. That's the main story about space taxis there today in the big story. If you've got an opinion about space taxis and whether it's a good idea or not, then. Do get in touch with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right, okay then. Don't forget, by the way, it's Some Request Friday today. Now, if you'd like a particular speech or talk, over on Radio 2, they do All Request Friday, obviously. They play the Simon Mayo, doesn't he? He plays the music. But we can't do that because we're the speech. So you can request a speech or a talk as a dedication for a friend. Maybe you're off on your holidays for the... for the bank holiday. You're off for the bank holiday. You know, we'll set you up for the bank holiday. What speech or talk would you like to hear? Do get in touch. Already, Cocky Von Murder word I can't read out on the radio. I've only just noticed that, so thank God I did. Says, could you please play Charlie Chaplin's famous speech from The Dictator, because it's my birthday tomorrow. Well, you know what? We'll see what we can do. Get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's half one. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio. More than 20 London 2012 athletes have failed doping tests after their samples from the games were retested. It comes just a week after the International Olympic Committee said 31 new cases had been found from the 2008 Beijing Olympics. No names have been made public yet. There are fears that ongoing industrial action in France could affect British motorists heading across the Channel for the bank holiday weekend. Anger at reforms to workers' rights had already led to blockades causing a fuel shortage across the country. People are being advised to fill up before travelling. The president of the AA, Edmund King, has told Talk Radio a lot of Brits make the journey at this time of year.
A quarter of a million UK families do normally cross the channel, and it's a combination of people going for the bank holiday weekend. Then, of course, next week is half term as well, so a lot of people go over for that. I would say if you plan out your journey, plan out your route, check the websites where fuel's available, you should be okay.
A Land Rover boss who crashed his 4x4 into a car in a fit of road rage, paralysing two young sisters, has been jailed for 4.5 years. Northampton Crown Court heard Andrew Ney was bullying a woman driving a people carrier before it happened. Ex-Sheffield United footballer Ched Evans has denied a charge of rape in court. The former Wales international is accused of an attack in Rhyl in 2011. Barack Obama has met survivors in Hiroshima, the Japanese city destroyed by an American nuclear bomb in 1945. He's the first serving US president to visit, but he didn't apologise for his country's actions. And a dog has survived for a fortnight down a 60-foot well in Norfolk without any food. Bobby the Cocker Spaniel was rescued after farmers eventually heard his barks and whines. He was wagging his tail as he was brought back to the ground, by a firefighter. Why are you laughing?
Just laughing at your kind of "and finally" story. Just like, and finally, a skateboarding duck in Brighton has excited the crowds.
But
sort of
Bobby's
thing,
okay now.
Great, great. Did the firefighter? How did the firefighter get the dog out? Did you know that? Did he go down there?
I wasn't there. I wasn't reporting from the scene. I just know that he was happy to be freed because he was wagging his tail.
Do you like it when a firefighter wags his tail?
I'm not talking about the firefighter. I'm talking about Bobby, the Cocker Spaniel.
The what?
Bobby, the Cocker Spaniel.
The water spaniel?
The weather, sunny spells for most, but with some heavy and thundery showers across the southwest of England and Wales. Feeling warm with highs of 21 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Hey, good Friday afternoon. Now, the big story, of course, that we were talking about just in the last half of an actual hour there was the news of Russia launching space taxis from Earth to the moon via the International Space Station. They're calling them space taxis because they're reusable and they will take up civilians. And we were talking there to... We tried to get Tim Peake from the space station, but he was on Hawksby and Jacobs on Talk Sport. So we got Lance, the taxi driver from Leicester, instead. A lot of reactions coming in, though, about this story. Cornelius, what have you got there?
Yeah, Don says, the thing is with intergalactic taxi drivers is they're largely spacist.
Yes, well, that's the problem with them. Yeah. That's why, they are spacist, and they won't take some aliens as well. Also, a lot of people pointing out that it's all very well, but how long before space Uber comes in?
Yeah.
And that'll undercut the price, won't it, of the space taxi, and, you know, lead to blockades of taxi drivers. The space taxi drivers will be angry, and they'll just sort of blockade the way.
Yeah.
And then the space Uber won't be able to get around, but the Uber will be cheaper. By the way, I've just some more research that's come through, and it's just the tip of the iceberg, because there will then be moon trains and moon buses. You've heard of HS1, HS2, of course, controversially across the country. HS3 is going to go from London to the moon, and it's angered the residents of the International Space Station because it's gone right through their back garden.
Oh, that's so annoying.
HS3. So if you've got a thought, and by the way, I have worked out the cost of how much it would take, because it's in London, it's £6 a mile in a black cab. Mm-hmm. The moon is actually 238,855 miles away. So a one way trip to the moon is £1,433 at 433,130 pounds, not including the tip. So, and that's just, and that doesn't include the waiting time either to get back. So,
and it's more if you throw up in the cab as well.
Well, exactly. And a lot of people, of course, do vomit because of the zero gravity, don't they? So you've got to bear that in mind. I should ask Lance about that, actually. It's a very good point. So if you've got a point, you know, if you've got an idea about how you clean vomit out of a space taxi, then we'd also like to hear from you. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, the news is coming. The news is coming. Winter is coming. The news is coming. I'm going to stick my neck out and say 2 o'clock. Victoria will have it. It will be spilling down her chin and out of her face. And there will be the news. And you'll believe it, won't you? Because you know what? It's the news. And ordinarily, it tells the truth. The news is true. But not at 2 o'clock on a weekday. On talk radio in the afternoons, it isn't. Oh, no, sir. There's a lie in it, a deliberate lie placed there by you, my friend. And the reason for it is that we think many people are out having their lunch. Don't listen to this bit of the programme. Their punishment for such is to get back when they hear the radio at 2 o'clock, they hear the news, hear a lie, believe the lie, don't they? Believe the stupid lie, because they haven't heard this bit of the programme. It's called Headline Hijack. You make it up. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What have we got coming in here? The Environment Agency has warned everyone today on the east coast of the UK to remain vigilant. This is because the tides... so weird. This is because the tides are acting up. What's that? They're not sure why.
It's
from James to Sinead. The tides are acting up. No, oh, those tides are acting up again.
Careful. Yeah, just keep an eye out.
Yeah. Due to overcrowded trains, Network Rail says... Nicola. Due to overcrowded trains, Network Rail has announced that it has instructed all rail operators to install seats on top of the train over the summer. Chairs similar to roller coaster seats will be available from as early next month and will also, of course, be at a discounted price. Cornelius, what have you got?
This has come in from Ricky, who says a chemical plant in Poland has discovered a new element that will enable fuel to be withdrawn from people's thoughts. Some experts are saying that...
Do you want me to read this for you?
No, it's fine.
Really? Well, it's not fine, is it? Because no one can understand the bloody word you're saying.
I've got a cough, is why.
Well, it's not why, is it? You can't read. Juliet Hartley Brewer was talking about children not being able to read earlier, and you're one of them.
Well, yeah, I know.
What Cornelius was trying to say was this. A chemical plant in Poland has discovered a new element that will enable fuel to be withdrawn from people's thoughts. Some experts are saying that the element can harness the power of human thought and convert it into diesel, allowing cars to be powered by thinking.
Damn it. I really wanted you to trip up there.
I know you did. So... Headline Hijacks, the lines are open. You've got 20 minutes. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with the word talk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display
Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £2.59 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 6x3 foot sheet of half inch standard plasterboard for only £3.09 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Dark forces are upon us.
An invasion.
If we do not unite, our world will perish.
We better get going.
This Monday.
Saving the world is not a one-man job.
An unthinkable threat.
We'll protect the kingdom, you and I.
We will try, my friend.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
Now that's more fearsome than you.
Well then.
Whatever you plan to do, do it now!
Warcraft, the beginning. In cinemas Monday.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Cornwall through Bodmin, the A30 remains completely closed due to a serious accident between the A38 and the Launceston Road Junction. Queues back towards the Innes Downs at the A391 side diversion on scene. Gloucestershire, southbound M5, one lane closed due to an accident at Junction 14 for Formbury. Inside lane of a pre-close there. And finally, in County Durham, Long Newton, the eastbound A66 block due to an accident at Darlington Road. Again, a side diversion on scene for you to skirt around that particular closure. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, it's a Friday, isn't it? It's Friday afternoon. I don't know why I'm telling you that. You know it is. It's fine. I'm just doing what, you know, the people on the radio do, isn't it? Just say the bloody obvious. It's Friday afternoon. Hello, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And, well, I don't know whether you have seen any news today at all on your travels, whether you've been out and about. Have you seen any news? Let us know if you've seen any news. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Have you seen any news, Colin?
Have I? Well, yeah, of course. You know, because you donated, didn't you?
I did.
I did a charity news dive.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I'm very impressed with it, actually, because, you know, I didn't think you were going to do it, but it was a tandem dive. Obviously, you strap yourself to the news, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And you jump off the top of a bulletin.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then you just hold it because the Daily Telegraph's so big.
Yes,
you can just hold that out. And yeah, that sort of. And then you just
float down.
Down.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I did that.
Yeah, did everyone in the office sponsor you?
Everyone except one person,
Julia Hartley Brew, wasn't it?
Yes,
miserable witch. The thing about the news, though, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
John, I just can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help you, Cornelius, because this is where we explain the news. It's a complicated news story, but we break it down to its component parts to make it understandable and simple. The component parts, of course, are 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables, because if you break the news down into its component parts, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Britain's Got Talent. Race row. I'm offended as a white chocolate man.
The news in haikus. Do you think sweets are racist? Let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
But while you're foaming at the opinion about that, why not enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair? This is Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio. If you are lunching alone, if you are a lonely lunch, then do get in touch with us, because we aim, our entire raison d'etre for the next 10 minutes or so is to make your lunch fewer lonely. So lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, that's a modern email address that we've got.
Very modern.
lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get in touch using that, get on the list, and you could find yourself chitting. Yes, chitting and chatting about whatever it is you want to chit and chat about in a sort of way you would with someone you don't really know, but have met at, you know, in the work kitchen, or you're in a queue with them, or at a water cooler at work. Just chat about whatever you like. Holidays, relationships, the fact that you despise your colleagues, anything you like. We're available to chit and chat about it. Someone who has who's got in touch, who's now about to enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair, is the latest convert to the Lonely Lunch Club. It's a person on the telephone, and that person, I think, is called Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Yeah. Where are you, Katie? Where do we find you?
I'm in London.
Yes.
I'm in, like, centre of town in a lonely office, a completely empty office.
When it's occupied, what happens in that office?
We do a lot of tech. It's a bit dorky. I do metadata.
Do you?
Which is as thrilling as it sounds.
Yes,
John.
Metadata. When you were growing up, did you want to do metadata?
That's all I thought about.
Oh, I know.
I'm so happy my dreams come true.
Good. Now, I actually don't know what that is, so what is it?
It's just so that things that come up on your smartphone or your tablet look the way that they should.
I see.
So, it's like apps and stuff.
Right.
It's thrilling.
Okay. And how long have you metadated?
Well, I mean, you're born that way, aren't you?
So yes, I suppose so. So all your life. Yeah, that's a treasure. Is there such a thing, answer me this, as metadating, in which dorky people can meet each other? Like a special... Because that's an app you should think about, is what I'm thinking. It could be a thing, couldn't it?
We could send each other chat-up lines in code. I think that's a good idea, John.
Exactly! And it's called metadating. Yeah? Swipe.
Yeah, and then I won't be so lonely anymore.
This is exactly it, Katie. Katie, are you single, Katie?
I am.
Oh. I'll be honest, I'm not surprised. But, you know, this this could be the answer to your dreams, couldn't it? Metadata, you know how to do code. That's what you do. Turn it to your advantage, Katie. Write metadating as an app. I'll come in with you financially. Which means I'll take the money for it, because it was my idea. And I think that could be a success, you know. I mean...
Swipe one or swipe zero.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, John. We could crowdfund through
Let's do
show.
It. Let's do that. This has been an excellent lunch so far. I mean, we've only just met,
so
and already.
Productive.
Already, we've got a business idea, Katie.
The lunch that changed my life.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Why are you alone? I mean, in the office, what's going on?
Team are out, and I had to go to a meeting before, so I had to have my lunch alone. Right. And then I think they'll start filtering back. But it's bank holiday now. I mean, they're probably in the pub.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. They clocked off, really. God. Yeah, that's true, isn't it? What are you having for lunch? Out of interest, we always like to ask our lonely lunch clubbers what their lunch consists of.
I had a hot wrap.
Is that a treatment or a meal?
It was a meal.
Okay.
But I got a bit nervous before eating it, walking into the building eating it, so I did just kind of like shove it in my mouth and run in. So
well,
it wasn't a luxurious.
Well,
lunch.
With that sort of attitude, I don't know why you haven't got a boyfriend. put that on your meta dating profile. You'll be swiped zero before you know it. we are available, Katie, to talk about any subject you like, as you know. Is there anything you particularly like to chat about? I mean, I think we've got off to a good start here.
Yeah, definitely.
I now think we're friends. We're definitely friends.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Who knows what could happen by the end of it?
Sorry, Cornelius?
Who knows what could happen by the end of the phone call if you're friends already?
I know. We could be swiping all over the shop. What would you like to chat about, Katie?
So, I'm moving house. Oh. I'm moving out next week. And I'm actually moving out from home because I haven't had the money to move out of my family home yet. I'm, like, 24.
Yes.
So, I'm excited, but I've never done it before. Right. It's a big bad world, packing up all my stuff.
It is a big step. That is, you're absolutely right. It is a big step. Are you moving far from the nest?
Yeah. I'm moving to edgy East London.
Oh, hipster nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
So, do you have any tips about what?
Well, avoid anyone with a square beard. anyone displaying mankles, where they've rolled their trousers up a little bit. Because what you'll find is they're all ex-offenders who have opened pop-up cereal shops in old railway arches. That's the East for you. That's the East End of London for you. Full of the hipsters.
And what are your views on craft beers?
This is very good chatting now. This is like a date now.
Yeah,
I think technically she's asked me what I want to drink. That's what's happening here. I mean, we started off as friends. We started off as strangers. 5 minutes ago, we became friends, and we're almost lovers.
Oh God.
My position on craft beers, Katie, is that they're delicious. There. Cool. What's your position on the craft?
I always thought you were pretty edgy, John. You know, the hipster talk radio host, if there was one.
That's me. That's what they all say. Mm. Yeah. What's your drink of choice?
It depends. If I'm trying to be classy, like margarita.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if I'm being cheap, which I usually am, then just a vodka soda or something.
I like the way she thinks margarita is a classy drink as well. That's
yeah.
That's high end.
You can get a whole pitcher in Wetherspoons. It's only £7. It's very classy. A whole pitcher. Oh, he just spent £7 on a drink. Oh, get his number.
Oh, I'm going to add him to my metadata profile. Katie, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Have we improved your lonely lunch? Have we made it fewer lonely?
Yes, you have.
Good.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. You are now in the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Good luck with the dating app. Let me know how it goes because it's my idea. There we go. There's Katie. Lovely Katie there.
Bye, Katie.
There's Katie. She is in the Lonely Lunch Club now. If you'd like to be in the Lonely Lunch Club, we should get some mugs or something.
Yeah.
We should get some sort of, like... Steve Wright in the afternoon, Radio 2 gives away I chose the oldies on Steve Wright in the afternoon
badges.
We should get a Lonely Lunch Club sandwich box or something. That makes sense, wouldn't it?
Or a cocktail stick, toothpicks. Lonely Lunch Club toothpicks.
Yeah, I can see what you're doing there. You know what the budget is, don't you?
Yeah.
I see what's happening. So when you say toothpicks, well, it's just some twigs we've found.
Yeah.
Fine. Get yourself a Lonely Lunch Club twig and join us. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's how you get involved in Lonely Lunch Club. We'll be doing another one, of course, on Bank Holiday Monday. Now, it's Friday, which means it's Some Request Friday on the radio. If you would like to... get in touch with a message or dedication, then you absolutely can, because it's Some Request Friday. Not All Request Friday, let's be legally clear about that, because Simon Mayo owns the copyright over on the aforementioned Radio 2, because he allows you to request songs, of course, because it's Radio 2 and they do songs. Not us, though, no. We're a talk radio station, so you can request speeches and talks this afternoon on a Friday. That's what we do. If you've got a favourite speech or talk, or, you know, you're just thinking, hey, it's bank holiday, something's going to put me in the mood for a bank holiday, it could well be an old TED talk on science, then do get in touch and let us know what you'd like to hear, whether it's for you, whether it's for a loved one or a friend, or whatever you like. It's Some Request Friday. I've got one here. I've got one here.
Oh, good.
Any particular one you want to read out first?
No, go for anyone you'd like.
Anyone I'd like?
Yeah, anyone.
Anyone I'd like. All right, I'm going to go for this. Afternoon, John. I've had a turbulent week. I'm the racist-looking man from the Operation Black Vote poster.
I'm glad he's listening.
He's listening. Please could you play for me this afternoon on Some Request Friday on Talk Radio, Nelson Mandela's I Am Prepared to Die statement at his trial in 1964 to top off what has been quite a strange week for me and get me looking forward to the bank holiday. Well, man, racist looking man from the Operation Black Vote poster, yes we can is the answer to that, and we're very happy to do so. So, especially for you, Nelson Mandela's I Am Prepared to Die statement from his trial in 1964 on Talk Radio.
Our fight is against real and not imaginary hardships, or to use the language of the state prosecutor, so-called hardships. South Africa is the richest country in Africa and could be one of the richest countries in the world. But it is a land of extremes and remarkable contrasts. The whites enjoy what may well be the highest standard of living in the world, whilst Africans live in poverty and misery.
There we go. That's the first track on Some Request Friday this afternoon. It's what an anthem.
Ah, oh,
I mean,
big Friday speech,
isn't it though?
Absolutely.
I mean, that is B.I.G. big. Nelson Mandela's I'm Prepared to Die statement at his trial in 1964. We're playing that for the racist-looking man, ironically, from the Operation Black Vote poster, who got in touch today. He's had quite an odd week, and he wanted to hear that to get him set for the bank holiday. If you've got a speech you want to hear, let us know who you are, what you're doing. Blaze of dedication, it's absolutely fine. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So, we move to... to Headline Hijack, because we are but a minute away from the adverts that come before the news. And in the news, there will be Victoria. Victoria has the news. She is both of and in the news. And I'll tell you something. One of the news stories will be an absolute lie, because we call it Headline Hijack. It's a made-up news story. It'll be in the news next at 2 o'clock. And you should have been making them up and sending them in, which you have been doing, to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We need a winner, Cornelius. We need a winner.
A wiener.
We need a winner. Who has won and got their... made up line to the headlines at 2 o'clock. Who is it?
Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Yeah.
Good. And where does Carolyn? Where's she from?
High Wombs.
High Wombs.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Carolyn from High Wombs. Is that that's near Lower Wombs, isn't it?
yeah.
But it's
right.
More difficult to get to.
Yeah. That's right.
You listen to Talk Radio. Work experience of punditry.
Go to the ads.
With Barry, not Norman, next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Peugeot 308. Powerful profile. Sleek lines. Really? Is this how we're supposed to choose a car? What if we based our decision on what the car is actually like to drive? Not just a quick spin around the block, but a 48-hour test drive. Remember, you buy the image, but you fall in love with the detail. Peugeot 308. Confidence built in. Arrange a 48-hour test drive at Peugeot.co.uk. Participating dealers only. Conditions apply.
Van Buster now on. Mastercrete 25 kilograms, just £3.65 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point numbers only.
Join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month and get a free 32-inch LG TV. A free TV? Incredible! Did I say that out loud? Catch Sky Atlantic's must-see shows, including Billions, and get a free TV when you join Sky from £20 a month. Offer ends 9th of June. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
The Nation!
station, decide! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock on a Friday. Look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, doping at London 2012. The road rage driver who paralysed two sisters is jailed. And Obama's historic visit.
Talk Radio.
23 athletes from the London Olympics have tested positive for banned substances after anti-dopers reanalysed their samples. They're from six different nations and competed in five different sports. Alex Dibble has more for Talk Radio.
Using the latest scientific methods, testers focused on athletes who could compete in Rio this summer. Proceedings against them will begin shortly, with bans promised for those found guilty. The IOC says the reanalysis hasn't finished, though, and more results are possible in the next few weeks. This comes just a week after the International Olympic Committee said 31 new cases had been found from the Beijing Games in 2008.
In the last half an hour, a woman has been found guilty of murdering a British millionaire at his home on the Costa del Sol. Former model Maika Kukova shot Andrew Bush three times in April 2014. A man who left two children paralysed after crashing into the car they were in during a road rage chase has been jailed for 4.5 years. Andrew Ney, who worked for Land Rover, smashed his 4x4 into an oncoming car in Northamptonshire last October. There are fears that protests in France will hit British tourists over the bank holiday weekend. Workers' rights reforms have caused blockades of petrol stations and disruption to trains and flights. But the French president says he won't back down. Stephen Ellison from Vintage Travel is sending advice to his customers.
Fill up before you go and then drive at a sensible, economical speed, no minimal braking, just sensible driving techniques.
Barack Obama's made history by visiting Hiroshima, where 140,000 people were killed by an American bomb in 1945.
71 years ago, death fell from the sky and the world was changed. A flash of light and a wall of fire destroyed a city.
He's the first sitting US president to go to the Japanese city, but did not apologise for the world's first atomic attack. A cross-party group of MPs has criticised key claims made by both the EU Leave and Remain campaigns. The Commons Treasury Committee, which includes support from both sides, says both camps have made misleading statements ahead of next month's referendum. And general admission tickets for a charity concert headlined by Coldplay next month has sold out in less than an hour. The band are playing in the gardens of Kensington Palace to raise funds for Prince Harry's charity, Centibali. The group will be joined on the 28th of June by Norwegian duo Nico and Vince and singer-songwriter Laura Mavula.
All right. You got any weather?
Yeah.
What have you got? You got any hard stuff? You got any hard stuff weather? You got any hard weather?
It's actually quite light.
Is it?
Fluffy. Yeah.
I need a hit of weather. Hit me with it.
All right.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Here it goes. Sunny spells for most, John, but with some heavy thundery showers. This is so wrong. Across the southwest of England and Wales. Feeling warm. Are you ready? With highs of 21 degrees.
Oh, that's good weather. Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Jose Mourinho says Manchester United players and fans must believe they can win again after becoming their new manager. The special one to move to Old Trafford on a three-year contract was finally confirmed by the club this morning. Mourinho told MUTV he's raring to go.
I feel great. I think comes in the right moment of my career. I think I'm ready for it, so I could say I'm happy, I'm proud, I'm honoured, I'm everything, but the reality is that what I love is to work, and I cannot wait for 7th of July to go on the pitch.
In other managerial news, Aston Villa have moved a step closer to appointing Roberto Di Matteo as manager following further talks with the Italian, and Sky Bet Championship Reading have once again sacked manager Brian McDermott. On to cricket, England were 99 for 2 a short time ago on day 1 of the second test with Sri Lanka at Chesterfield Street. Nick Compton and captain Alistair Cook were dismissed in the morning session. Finally, tennis, Andy Murray is 2 sets to love up against Ivo Karlovic in his French Open last 32 tie. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the Australian government's announced they're going to chemically engineer the direction of the flow of water in order to match the majority of Western democracies. The Australian Prime Minister says it will remove just one of the degrees of separation between the nation and the rest of the West.
Thank you very much. That's the news with Victoria and the sport with Ben.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, on
in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Good afternoon, then. Welcome, Talk Radio, isn't it? I'm John Holmes. It's Friday, and on the programme today, well, you can get in touch with us, as you'd expect, and using the ways that there are to get in touch. Twitter's one of them. You can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word, any word you like.
Yeah, we're on text as well, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We're on Facebook.
Facebook.com.
If you're Hillary Clinton and you're listening this afternoon, why not email the show using an unapproved and unsecured private email server while you're US Secretary of State, thus violating State Department protocols and procedures, as well as laws and regulations governing federal record keeping. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Just ahead of the work experience punditry, by the way, I should point out that Cornelius has just joined the news, nipped out of the studio, and is now come back in with a full plate of a plated meal. I mean, normally you would have pasta. A sandwich, but you've got like a plated dinner.
Yeah, I got pasta. I had some leftover chorizo. Why are you mentioning this?
Well, because I can hear you chewing it and clinking your plate about. So I thought it was worth explaining what it is.
Cool, it's just chorizo, mushroom pasta, very simple recipe.
Should we do recipes now? This is great.
Fry up the chorizo, yeah. Add in some mushrooms, yeah. Pasta sauce,
yeah.
Pasta.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need to do.
Right. What you have to do now is let everyone in the studio have a taste of it. That's how it works.
No.
Right. In that case, let's talk about films. Barry, not Norman, joins us for Work Experience Punditry. And Work Experience Punditry, if you haven't heard it before, is this. Well, it's obvious. The new generation of pundits and critics and reviewers road tested here in the afternoons on Talk Radio. They are on Work Experience. Thus, we don't have to pay them. On a Friday, it's Barry, not Norman, who brings in films. Welcome, Barry. Welcome back.
Afternoon.
Very good. Yep, yeah, you. What? Mm. So, how's your week?
Yeah, that's bad. How's yours?
I'm literally... I'll be brutally honest with you, Barry.
Go on, then.
I'm not interested in how your week was. That's just radio banter.
That's fine.
That's all it is.
It's hurt me, but yeah.
So, what films are we talking about?
Let's start off with a brand new X-Men film. X-Men Apocalypse, which is kind of the big superhero film of the summer. So, this one starts off with a god called Apocalypse, and he was the first and most powerful mutant in the whole of the X-Men universe, powered by the Brotherhood of Mutants.
Right. Now, I admit you confused me already. Because I'll tell you for why.
No problem.
So I am familiar with the X-Men films,
right?
But I watch it, and then the whole backstory stuff and who knows what, who does what and why.
Yeah.
It just doesn't go into my head. I just get confused.
Right.
So I just have to watch it as a sort of action film.
No, yeah. To be honest with you, I haven't seen a lot of the X-Men films for a while, so it was the same thing for me. So let's just say there's a god, an ancient god, and he's decided to wake up after a couple of thousand years sleep, and he's seen the world, and he's like, I don't like it. I'm going to change it and make it the way that I want to. So he's got a couple of other god or mutant, they're called.
Yes.
To help him out.
Is he a bad mutant?
Oh, he is.
Oh, I see.
He's right. The baddest of them all. And right. He's powerful and invincible, and as they all say.
Yes.
And it's up to the good guys, the good young X-Men, to team up and defeat him and save the world, as per usual, with all these big old films.
I see. So when Apocalypse was one of the early mutants,
yep.
Where was he asleep?
Egypt.
Of course he was.
Of course he was.
What? Where? Where? I mean, in a pyramid, something like that.
It was in the sands.
It just in the sand.
In the sands.
Fine. Right.
You know.
Right.
That's the usual.
Why was he asleep? Why did he go asleep?
I think it was something to do with, like, it was sort of some. I don't think they really explain. Well, I can't really remember.
Okay, fine.
It was. It's not really that important.
Oh, it doesn't matter, does it? You're absolutely right.
He's decided to destroy the world.
Really? Is there a lot of fighting and a lot of superpowers?
There is. There's a lot of superpowers, a lot of fighting, and. You know, if you're going to go into a film like that, that's what you want. But because we've seen our other superhero films recently, like, you know, we had the Captain America one, which was a bit more political. It dealt with, like, government stuff. This one kind of feels really generic because of that. It's just kind of the same old end of the world plot. And it's great for all the action, but it's nothing new at all.
It's just
really.
Dated, sort
it
of.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
I tell you what, this is true. I did see the last X-Men film.
Okay.
Which was called Days of Future Past.
Right.
I think, was it? And I thought, having watched other X-Men films, I just gone, yeah, the last one I thought was really very good.
Okay.
For some reason, it just stood out as being again, just an excellent action film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the reason was, is that I was, that's right, working with Hugh Jackman.
Ooh, God. Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, hanging out.
Just say it.
Me and Jackman hanging out.
Best friends.
And so so I went to see it, but I probably wouldn't have bothered otherwise. But I was pleased I did.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very, very good.
Yeah.
But this one, I've heard, is just disappointing.
It is a bit. And also because, like, you kind of miss... You miss, like, the Patrick Stewart, and you miss all the Ian McKellen, like, the great X-Men from the first couple of films.
Are they in it as well?
No.
Oh.
Like, Hugh Jackman decides to pop up.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman decides to pop up, and Halle Berry in that. But, like, you know, the really good actors, like, you do miss... You do miss a little bit.
Right.
But you do have James McAvoy, and you do have Jennifer Lawrence, again.
Okay.
And Jennifer Lawrence is obviously the one who decides to lead the pack and save the world, as she does in Hunger Games already, so she's used to it. You know, she's got the CV covered, but she can take it on.
In a fight, you'd want J-Law on your side, any scenario.
She's got the work experience and all, so...
Yeah. You'd want... I mean, she's good with the bow and arrow.
Yeah.
She's got mutant superpowers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd want her... Obviously, she hadn't got the power to get rid of those photos of her on the internet.
Exactly.
She didn't have that power, did she? I've got another name drop for you.
Oh, here we go.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep.
Taught me. Yeah. How to kill a squirrel.
No.
That's a true story.
How did she do it? Or is it a secret?
It's a little bit of a secret. But
right.
No, she doesn't know how to kill a squirrel, and she taught me how to do it. And it's all to do with...
A
big old gun. A big old gun, yeah. A big old gun. She doesn't need a gun. She's got powers, Cornelius.
Mm.
She's got the powers of nudie pictures on the internet. That's what power she's got. Anyway, I'm literally just saying that to make myself sound like a git.
I mean, if that's a good enough superpower anyway to kill off squirrels.
Yeah.
That you could probably put an X-Men and do that and, yeah, that'll do all right.
Should I go and see it? Is it worth my time?
If you're into the action and that, and if you've seen all the other X-Men films, why not? Go for it. Spend a tenner. Go for it.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, all right.
Oh, I'll sneak in.
Should I go and see it, bearing in mind my time is less valuable?
Fewer.
There are other films, maybe, which it talks about in, like, previous weeks, maybe, that you'd go and see.
Okay. Yeah.
So, sorry.
Have you met Jennifer Lawrence?
No. No, I've met Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, you have met Hugh Jackman. That is true.
And I bought him condoms.
That's exactly right.
I don't even know how that started.
Yeah, Cornelius, this is genuinely true. I sent Cornelius out to buy condoms for Hugh Jackman.
Oh my gosh.
That is absolute true story.
I don't want to know how it started, like, what the conversation was.
You don't want to know how it ended.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Chloe does. Chloe just said to us. She wants to know how it did. Do you, Chloe? Yeah? Yeah. He's got an adamantium penis. It's got claw on it. Oh, you wouldn't like it, Chloe.
Yeah, I had to find the extra strong condom.
Yeah, obviously. What else have you got in your armoury?
Did you want to listen to a clip or should we move on?
Oh, God, of course
I do.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's a clip. Go on.
Let's have a clip.
Why not?
I saw the end of the world. I could feel all this death.
It was just a dream.
It felt real.
I know. Your mind is the most powerful I've ever seen. It can convince itself.
No, it's not just the mind reading or the telekinesis. It's something else. Some dark power inside, and it's growing like a fire. I thought I was getting better.
You are. You will. Just have to be patient.
No, you don't know what it's like to be afraid to shut your eyes, to be trapped inside your own head.
Oh, I think I do.
I'm afraid one day I'm going to hurt someone.
Everyone fears that which they do not understand. You will learn to control your powers. And when you do, you'll have nothing to fear.
It's got spikes on the end of it. Mm. So that's a clip from X-Men Apocalypse.
Yes.
Which we really, if I was in any way professional, should have heard before we started talking about it.
Yes.
As is traditional. However...
Hmm.
Don't care. So, what films are we going to be talking about after the adverts? What else have we got?
We're going to go for A Hologram for the King, which is the Tom Hanks film.
Yes.
Do you want me to talk about it now?
No!
Oh.
I'm just... Right. This is... What you do... See, work experience. What you're doing is teasing ahead.
All right.
Mm. You're luring the audience... The three people listening, you are teasing them. You're saying, well, you see, you enjoyed that chat about X-Men... Probably not, but it did happen. And next there will be a chat about Tom Hanks and his new film, and presumably a TV movie of the week and a DVD of the week, around to it with for time.
There we go.
All right, fine. So that is Work Experience Punditry, part one, with Barry, not Norman, reviewing films here on Talk Radio. We will be back with all of that, what he said, next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry-level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, we'll start in Bedfordshire for the northbound side of the M1. Two lanes closed, long delays due to a broken down lorry at junction 11 for Dunstable. Queue start at junction 9 for the A5 at Redbourne. It's inside two lanes of the four closed there. In Cheshire, severe delays on the northbound side of the M6 following a breakdown. Queue starts at 17 at Sandbach, all the way up to junction 20 for the limited change where it meets the M56. And finally, in County Durham, Long Newton, the eastbound A66 completely blocked due to an accident. Time diversion on scene for you to skirt around that closure. I'm Stephen Beach.
Jamie, there's chocolate and jam all over the wall. What a wonderful composition. The use of fingers to smear the colours together adds an exciting energy to the piece. As for the childlike depiction of the chocolatey dragon and flames made of jam, simply superb.
Don't worry if you've got a mini Michelangelo. With Dulux Endurance, you can wash away the stain, not the paint.
Now in store at B&Q. Two for £30 on Dulux Endurance 2.5 litre colours.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, we'll talk to Barry, not Norman, momentarily about more films. And I should point out, by the way, that just after 2:30, speaking of films, we're joined by the actress Kate Beckinsale. How'd you like them apples, Barry?
Whoa.
You're like her warm-up act.
I'm not complaining.
She's going to be talking about her new film, which is called Love and Friendship. Kate Beckinsale with us in about 10, 15 minutes' time. But before that, there's the small matter of the news and whether or not you have seen any of it. Just have a glance. What are you doing now? Wherever you are, maybe at work, maybe you're driving, maybe you're out in the park or something. Just looking forward to the bank holiday. Maybe you're in the pub. Have a look around. See if you see any news. Just a quick glance around. Any news around? Cornelius, have you seen any news?
Yes. I played news last night.
Okay.
Five-a-side news. Yeah. It's good. Good performance at the end of the day.
How many bulletins did you score?
Yeah, we managed to score more bulletins than the other. It was 8-3 to ITV.
Was it?
It was my team.
Yeah.
Trevor McDonald in goal.
Yeah.
One of the other ones outfield.
Yeah.
And we beat Channel 5. But at the end of the day, it's not a difficult game, really.
No. Did you use weather for goalpost?
Yeah.
Well, it's quite complicated, isn't it? The rules of five-a-side news are quite complicated.
Yeah, John, that's the thing. Even though we won, I still can't get my head around
it. Well, allow us to help explain the news, which, as you know, is complicated. But it doesn't have to be, because you can simplify it. And we like to simplify it for you on Talk Radio in the afternoons on a weekday. And we do it, of course, by breaking the news down into its component parts. And when you do that, what do you end up with? Japanese poetry, obviously. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Mourinho agrees. Manchester United deal. Yes way, Jose.
The news in haikus. So, it is Talk Radio on the Friday afternoon. We are midst work experience punditry. Our work experience today is our film one. It's Barry, not Norman, and he's reviewing films. We're going to be talking about X-Men Apocalypse. We move on to the new Tom Hanks film. What is it called, and what is it about?
It's called A Hologram for the King, and it's based on the novel by Dave Eggers, and it's about American businessman Alan Clay, who is a bit struggling in life. He's lost his house, his wife's left him, he can't pay for his daughter's school fees, but he wants to sell his holographic communication system, but he's not having any luck with it. But he decides he's got an offer from Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Obviously.
Yes.
To go to Saudi Arabia and to get a deal agreed to sell it out there. But he has to sell it to the king of Saudi Arabia. And it's kind of the adventure of him trying to get the deal sorted, as well as him going around Saudi Arabia and trying to find the meaning of life along the way.
All right, I think we've got a clip.
Yep, we do.
Here it is.
You're in charge of a deal that's pivotal for the company, so I need to know that you're going to close this.
You may find yourself living in your garden shack, and you may find yourself
without a beautiful house, without a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Hey, Dad, where are you?
I'm in Saudi Arabia. I'm pitching holographic system to the king.
Morning.
Excuse me.
You the driver?
Driver, guide, hero.
So, where are we going?
The king's metropolis, Trey.
There's nothing happening there.
It's full steam ahead.
See for yourself.
Howdy.
Full steam ahead.
Call me first thing after that meeting.
Okay.
King hasn't been here in a while.
How long is a while?
18 months.
Alan, where are you? Why are you not out there?
Because nothing is happening.
You don't get the king. You're fired.
What happened to me?
An anxiety attack. You'll be okay.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, that was clearly the trailer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I liked the sound of it.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks can do really no wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. He's obviously really good. You can't go wrong with him. And it kind of reminded me of... Have you seen The Pursuit of Happiness?
No.
With Will Smith?
No, I haven't.
It's kind of like the same... It's a similar sort of film, but it's a bit more happy, this one, really.
Right, so The Pursuit of Happiness is a sad film?
Yeah, pretty much.
So they pursue happiness, but they don't get happiness.
It's got... Again, I'm not going to spoil it in case people come running out of the studio.
Yes.
But, like, there is hope for him, but towards not as much. But this one, like, there obviously is, like, he finds love with a Saudi Arabian doctor and that, and he might get the deal. He might not. I'm not going to go there. But it's really, really sweet. Like, it's funny, it's cute, it's a kind of like a cute romance as well thrown in there. And Tom Hanks is obviously really, really good. And also, it's nice just to see... a kind of film being set in that sort of country. It's a bit random to obviously go to like Saudi Arabia and sell this deal. It's a bit odd, but it's nice to see kind of this culture being brought, like American culture and Saudi Arabian culture brought together. And it's, yeah, different, but it's really, really
sweet. It sounds a bit Lost in Translation-esque. Is that fair to say?
I've never seen it.
Have you not? It's the, you know the film, it's Scarlett Johansson and, Bill Murray and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a similar sort of, you know, American businessman kind of out of, you know, in a foreign country and all that kind of thing. But it sounds like a similar sort of vibe.
Oh, okay.
So if you liked that, Barry...
I will go and see
that
one.
Now, here's me recommending films to you.
Well, there you go. You've taken over my job.
I have. I don't want it. So, okay, good. That's Tom Hanks' Hologram for the King.
Yep.
Next, DVD of the week, is
DVD of the week is Spotlight, which is the film that won Best Film at the Oscars this year. So it's set in 2002, and the Spotlight team at the Boston Globe, they've picked up a story about sexual abuse in the Catholic Church, but no one is willing to talk and no one is giving any interviews about it. So the team decides to dig for details and go through every document, and it's the process of the investigation of this, and they find out more revelations as they go on the way.
Yes, I mean, you're absolutely right. It won Best Picture, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen it, but the reviews were all excellent.
Yeah, definitely, obviously. And it's such a good ensemble. You know, you've got Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keaton, Rachel McAdams, Stanley Tucci. You know, it's all-star. And the great thing about it is that there is a lead who's Michael Keaton. He leads up the team. But everyone, because obviously they're working as a team to get the investigation sorted, it's a proper ensemble performance. And I think that's why it might have won it. And also because it's such a gritty storyline. See, not only, you know, the whole deal about the sexual abuse in church and everything. Obviously, there's been films about that, like Doubt with Meryl Streep in the past. But because you got journalism as well, you know, seeing like the back... Not backstage, but behind the scenes.
So it's a little bit sort of All the President's Men, sort of, you know.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Because obviously that was about Watergate.
Exactly, right? Yeah. But it's really, really gritty, and it's just such a good watch.
All right.
Really, really good watch.
That's out this week.
Out this week.
And we must talk, finish with TV movies.
So tonight on ITV2, 9 PM, you've got Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason, which is the sequel to the original one, Bridget Jones' Diary. Basic story plot. Bridget is with Mark Darcy, who's played by Colin Firth, who's her barrister boyfriend. But Bridget, along the way, Bridget meets her ex-lover again. She's a bit jealous of Mark's young intern, and it's all the complications of all that plot.
I don't think I've seen it.
No. It's
brutally honest.
Of course you haven't. Why would you have seen it?
Well, I don't know. I don't wish to be sexist. I mean, are you suggesting that just single, lonely women watch Bridget Jones, Cornelius? Is that what you're saying?
No.
It is, isn't it?
Have you seen it?
No.
So, am I right?
Yes.
Also as well, because Renee Zellweger obviously had her work done, so you may think when you watch it, because this is years back, you may think, oh, who's this? But
she changed her appearance.
She changed everything. She's just a changed person.
Yeah. But by the way, you haven't brought in a musical.
I know. I tried.
Because every week.
I tried.
Your job is to, there weren't any.
No, but I mean, she did Chicago, if that helps, you know.
Renee Zellweger?
Yeah. She did, with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know any of the songs from Chicago?
Oh, no, you're not.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No,
yes,
I genuinely
you
don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. Should I move on to the last TV film?
Norman.
The Prestige, BBC Two, tomorrow night, 11 PM, and it's about two stage magicians and their battle to be the best one. Basically.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Is that with Hugh Jackman in it?
Yeah, the one.
There you go.
One.
See, bring it all back, don't
we? Well done.
In a circle. And now you've got to improvise a song.
Well, with my overall mark?
Yes.
Right, at the end. I'm going to say it's 7 out of 10. Ta-da. Beautiful.
Good. Right, that was interesting. Barry, yep. Not Norman, with Work Experience Punditry Film Friday. Thank you very much, Barry, not Norman. It's still to come, of course, what the people think. We've been out on the streets, as we like to find out exactly what the people think. Today, did they think fences or knees? Next, the actress, staying with film, the actress Kate Beckinsale, she's in the new film Love and Friendship, which if we'd thought about it, we should have reviewed, but never mind, is joining us next on Talk Radio. It's 2:30, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
23 competitors at the London Olympics have given positive drug tests after samples from the games were reanalyzed. They're from 6 countries and took part in 5 different sports. Sky Sports presenter Chris Scudder says it's part of a crackdown before this summer's Rio Games.
That follows the test last week. 31 athletes were showing abnormal test readings from 454 tests from Beijing in 2008. So it goes on, really, doesn't it? And the IOC certainly laying down a marker, but we wait really to see who, if there are any medalists in that tally, we don't know yet.
A Slovakian model has been found guilty of murdering her British millionaire ex-boyfriend in Spain. 26-year-old Maika Kukova claims she never meant to hurt Andrew Bush, who died after being shot 3 times at his home near Marbella in April 2014. A driver who paralysed 2 young sisters during a road rage chase last October has been jailed for 4.5 years. Katrina and Carlina Raber, now 8 and 6, suffered spinal injuries. 39-year-old Andrew Ney says he's truly sorry. Motorists heading to France for the bank holiday are being urged to fill up their tanks before they go, as fuel shortages caused by industrial action spread across the country. The Foreign Office has a link to a French website which shows up-to-date information about levels at petrol stations. President Obama has become the first serving US president to visit Hiroshima since it was destroyed by an atomic bomb in 1945. He didn't apologise for the US attack, but did call for a reduction in nuclear weapons. And anyone wanting to block nuisance callers from ringing their mobile phone can now send a text to stop getting unwanted calls. If you message the telephone preference service, it'll add your name to its Do Not Call database. The weather, sunny spells for most, but with some heavy and thundery showers across the southwest of England and Wales. Feeling warm with highs of 21 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
That was really good.
Thanks, John. You're such a nice man.
I know.
Well,
have you done that do not call nuisance thing to me?
Because, you know, you went on a date with Cornelius.
It wasn't a date.
It was.
You don't have my number.
To the gig deal.
I do.
To the gig deal.
We went to a gig. It was not a date. And you don't have my number.
He does.
I do.
Actually, it's true. Okay, yeah, I do have your number.
When I tried to ring it, sort of last night, this morning.
What time?
Booty call.
Sort of, about 2.
2 AM, you're trying to ring me.
Yeah. You didn't pick up.
So have you nuisanced him?
Well, he is a nuisance, but he's just lying right now.
I'm not.
You are, you didn't phone me at 2.
I did.
I think
we'll prove it.
I think it's awkward now. We've intruded on a little domestic, so we'll just let them carry on. We'll move on. We've got Kate Beckinsale to talk to, and she doesn't want to hear. She's just embarrassing. She doesn't want to hear this.
There's a brand new mouse in the morning.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes, and I'm very pleased to welcome to the programme the star of two episodes of the 1975 TV drama Couples, in which she played Child, and an actress who, for me, will always be the definitive girl in the 1999 video documentary Ladies and Gentlemen, The Best of George Michael. It's only Kate Beckinsale. Hello, Kate.
Wow, well, that's made me feel very peculiar.
In a good way, I hope.
In a very good way, yes. Good.
Do you recall those? I mean, that's a while ago.
I mean, I think the first one I was 18 months old, so if you're thinking, I don't remember that. I know the stories around that, which is that I was required to be a crying baby and happened to be in, you know, the one good mood I was in, I think, that year, and had to be pinched.
Ooh.
I know, isn't that horrible?
They wouldn't allow that these days, would they?
No.
That's not on at all.
It was the '70s that you could do anything.
Do what you like, yeah. And the George Michael thing as well. I mean, I admit I didn't know that, but possibly because I've never seen that particular video documentary.
It was a video. It was him and another singer who did a sort of duet.
Yeah.
So I did this George Michael video, and it was very odd. It was a friend of mine was styling it and directing it, and I ended up sort of buried up to my neck in sand, covered in feathers. There was a lot of... I mean, it sounds like torture, but it was actually quite fun.
Well, so that's probably good grounding for everything you went on to do then, given...
Exactly.
You know,
you can handle it all now.
Yeah. So let's look. So the new film then, I mean, it's... For those that don't know, there's no point in me telling us about it. You tell us about it.
It's a movie that's based on a not very well-known Jane Austen novella, mm-hmm. Which is about a woman called Lady Susan, who is quite naughty for a Jane Austen heroine. And it's a very funny movie, and I think what's surprising people is that it's... I don't think they tend to associate Jane Austen with roaring with laughter in a movie, which is what's happening. And
yeah.
It's very nice to be actually part of that.
It is interesting, isn't it? Because I thought that it doesn't play like a standard romantic comedy at all. It's more... it's a comedy, but it's also kind of like a heist movie. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been rightly... I'm going to say plaudits, Kay. I'm going to use the word plaudits.
Oh, my goodness.
Critically plaudited for your role.
Made it a verb there.
I know, which was wrong. But it's, I mean, how do you... Because you've done many things. You've done costume drama. You went off to do Underworld, Total Recall you've done. And now we're back to sort of costume drama, but with a slight twist. I mean, how do you go about choosing roles?
I mean, I think when I first started acting, big concern was that I didn't want to be just sort of stuck doing one thing, and so that's actually why I ended up doing action movies, because I first of all didn't know if I could do them. It seemed so unlikely, really, in terms of the sort of person I was.
Yeah.
And that was a lot more successful than I think I had ever anticipated it being, to the point where I think people forgot I did other things. Even though, you know, in my experience of my career, which I've done 40 or 50 movies, I mean, you know, probably I'd say 8 or 9 of them might be action movies. So in terms of what it feels like in my experience, it's not really been weighted in terms of more action movies, but I think they stick in people's minds possibly a bit more.
I guess it's that indies
you do.
Yes, it's that sort of trad box office blockbuster that you don't really associate, I guess, so far, your sort of Jane Austen stuff with sort of people queuing around the block. However, you know, we've seen that starting to change, don't you think, in recent times? I think people are more open to it now, and certainly it's a lot more accessible.
I think so, and I especially think with this movie, I mean, who doesn't like laughing? You know what I mean? I just think it's...
I could name some people who work here.
Do you? What a terrible shame. I'm so sorry.
I know, it's awful.
Well, they won't be going then.
But no, they'll hate it.
They probably should avoid it.
Yeah. Also, by the way, I need to tell you, a friend of mine's in your film.
Who?
Justin Edwards.
Oh, he's brilliant,
isn't he, though?
He's so funny, yeah.
But he's kind of brilliant in everything, which is really annoying, being a friend of his. I just hate him for that.
Makes you look bad. No, he's absolutely brilliant. I've laughed probably some of the hardest I've laughed in this movie has been at him.
Yeah. Stephen Fry as well, of course, isn't he?
Stephen Fry is in the movie. I did not get to work with him. He was there for one precious day, which was a Friday, which everybody called Stephen Friday.
Very good, of course. It always surprises me on set, because everyone assumes, don't they? And is this right in your experience that when the stars all star in a film together, everyone assumes it's just kind of one happy party family? And that's not the reality, though, is it, really?
I mean, what have you heard? I had a very nice time on this movie.
Oh, no, I know that. But, I mean, you don't all... It's everyone comes in on different days, is what I mean. And
yes,
you don't necessarily meet the people...
Yeah.
I mean, I did come across, I have to say, that you did look like you were all having a pretty good time playing with fancy words and dressing up.
Yeah, we were. We definitely were. And I think you're always very happy when you think the script is really good and, you know, your other cast members are really great and everyone's doing a brilliant job. It was a bit hair-raising just because the director of the movie, who has written the script, also likes to sometimes rewrite and change things around on the day. And we didn't have we were on a very tight schedule. We shot the movie in 26 days.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of words in the movie. So there was that kind of slight terror, you know, when he'd appear in the morning and give you pages that where everything had moved around. So it, as much as one was enjoying it, you were also in a kind of stage of terror quite a bit.
Do you find it easy to... I mean, some actors do, some actors don't. Do you find it easy to learn lines, or did you have a technique?
I think it's a lot easier to learn lines when they're really good. For some reason, your brain has really good taste, and if they're bad lines, it doesn't want to stick them in there. So this wasn't as hard as you think it was, because they were so beautifully written.
Yeah.
It just was quite a lot to shoot in a day. You know, you'd have... two or three or four really massive scenes where I basically don't stop talking. So, you know, the last thing you want to be is, it's such a prosaic reason to collapse the day and have everybody, you know, upset at you, so, oh, the actor didn't know their lines.
Yeah. Having gone across this sort of broad spectrum of different kind of roles, I mean, do you have a particular genre that you favour as a cinema goer?
I don't. I'm not really... I think it very much depends on the day. You know what I mean? Like, there's some days when I'm really in the mood for, like, a bleak... foreign movie with subtitles, and there's some days where I want to go and watch things explode, and I think there's room for absolutely everything. So I'm pretty eclectic with that.
Yeah, and same with reading. I mean, do you tend to read a lot of... Because I'm one of those people, Kate, if I'm honest, that you go, I feel like I should. I did it for A-level and degree, so I've done my worthy Jane Austen,
right,
Dickens, all of that then. And so every time I've got time to read, which is, you know, a holiday or something, I will always go, no, give me Stephen King. it's just...
Yeah, I had the bit of that, because I went to Oxford and I had to read... I did Russian and French at Oxford and I had to read everything in the languages. And I had about 3 years after that where it was... You know, the last thing I wanted to do is pick up a book.
Yeah.
And if I did, you know, I wanted it to be very easy with big writing.
Yeah.
But I sort of went past that and back onto books.
Right, okay. What's your next... What are you moving on to next? Not book-wise, I mean film-wise.
I've got Underworld coming out, I think, at the end of the year. I did another movie called Disappointments Room, which is a sort of psychological thriller. And then I'm writing a screenplay with another writer, so...
Oh, okay.
Busy.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Final sort of question, really. We talked about early TV appearances. Is it right, have I got this right, that you're, apart from the baby thing, you were on, with your dad, you were on This Is Your Life as a kid, is that right?
Yeah, I was. I was the last person to rush on at the end.
Yeah.
I remember that very well, because I remember being a bit offended that I was only told the day off. I think I was four, so obviously I couldn't be trusted with a big secret. And I did a sort of a rather solemn recording where I appeared halfway through, and then as a sort of surprise guest, I sort of stormed on at the end with my...
Yeah, to those that don't know and are going, hang on, who? Richard Beckinsale, of course, was your dad, who was in Porridge and many other things. But, you know, there's a remake of Porridge, I think, on the cards. I mean, is that something you're aware of or across or
I think I had heard about that. I mean, I don't know, there seems to be such a fetish for remaking
at the
moment.
Yeah.
I think it's always a good idea to remake movies that didn't work very well, rather than things, or, you know, TV shows that didn't quite come off.
If you could remake any... Final question, if you could remake anything, what would you remake, do you think?
I don't know if I would. I mean, I don't know if I could remake anything. I'm usually the one kind of going, oh, let's not. I don't know, some of the movies I've been in that have been bad. I don't know, maybe I could remake that.
Okay, fine. Kate, we're out of time. Listen, pleasure talking to you.
And you,
thanks
so
much. Thanks so much. And Love and Friendship is out tonight. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Next on the programme, then, lovely Kate Beckinsale there. She's lovely, isn't she? Kate,
a bit disappointing.
Why do you think she's a bit disappointing?
I thought we were going to have a cake baking sale on the show. That's why I bought all these cakes.
No, you simply misheard me.
Oh.
Still to come, end of the week quiz. Your brand loyalty tested. Your brand loyalty to this programme well and truly tested with our end of the week quiz next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with... See, castle. The 100th time, castle. We're in France. It's chateau, actually.
Mom! Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flags Euro Plus includes 5-star UK cover and cover in Europe with up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
Cars under 16 years old, 5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 700mm aluminium workstand for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at SelcoBW.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Cornwall through Bodmin, the eastbound side of the A30 remains completely closed due to a serious accident between Carmino Cross and the Launceston Road junction. Queues back towards Innes Downs. In Clophill through Bedfordshire, the A6 Bedford Road is closed both ways due to a chemical fire between the A507 and Haynes Church End. And finally in Cheshire, the southbound side of the M6, one lane closed due to a breakdown between 19 and 18. That's Knutsford down towards Holmes Chapel, queues towards Junction 20. I'm Stephen Beach.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. It's Some Request Friday. It's Some Request Friday today, and that means it's your chance to request a speech or a talk, because we can't have All Request Friday because we're not a... We're not the music, and we're not Radio 2 because they own that. And Simon Mayo on a Friday plays the records for people, doesn't he, when it's their birthday or they're going for the bank holiday or something. Mm. But we can't do that. So we take your requests and dedications for speeches or talks. If you've got one, anniversary, birthday, whatever it is, simply send us your request and we'll do our best to play it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I've got one here. It says, John. John, 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 John. Hey, John and team. Three words. Bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 please. Lots planned. Barbecue, day out at the zoo. This is from Colin. Barbecue, day out at the zoo, funeral of a second cousin, and lots of shopping.
Ah, classic bank holiday.
To get the weekend kick-started for me and the family, have all come down for the barbecue. A few are staying for the funeral, not many of them. Could you please play me when Barack Obama roasted Donald Trump at the 2011 White House Correspondents' Dinner? Well, especially for you on Some Request Friday on Talk Radio. Here it is.
Who's here tonight? Now, I know that he's taken some flack lately, but no one is happier. No one is prouder to put this birth certificate matter to rest than the Donald. And that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing? What really happened in Roswell? And where are Biggie and Tupac? All kidding aside, obviously we all know about your credentials and breadth of experience.
There you go. That's especially for you. Seven Treble Two. Talk Radio on Twitter. It's Some Request Friday, and that was. Bank Holiday weekend. Good one to hear, actually, for a bank holiday. Mm. Always gets you in the mood, yeah, doesn't definitely. It? Excellent stuff. If you've got a request, then bring your requests to the yard. Now, of course, this programme's on every day of the week, Monday to Friday. But the question is, how loyal are you to it? Let's find out in our brand loyalty testing, looking back over the shoulder of the week, end of the week quiz.
Looking back.
This is where a listener is on the telephone to play and be tested in many ways. Three clips of things that have happened over the week on this programme. All you have to do, Keith, is tell us what happened next. Hello, Keith.
All right, mate.
I'm very well. Yeah, you. How are you, Keith, though? More to the point, you. How are you?
Gorgeous sunshine, mate. I'm loving it.
You're loving it? Are you loving it? Are you having it large, Keith, or something like that?
I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. I'm loving it like that.
God. Okay. So, where in the country are you loving it from, Keith, exactly?
London.
London? Ooh. You're in London. All right. What do you do, Keith?
I walk my dog.
Excellent. What sort of euphemism? I don't know. What sort of dog is it, Keith?
Alsatian.
An Alsatian puppy. Alsatian puppy. Oh. How lovely.
I know. Are
you out walking the Alsatian puppy right now?
Well... Yes and no. You know, she will, not right now, but I will, maybe later.
That's a no then. So that's fine. Have you been drinking, Keith? Never mind. So, have you been listening to the programme, Keith?
Well, not every day this week. Not going to lie to you.
Right, good. Well, well done for entering the brand loyalty listening quiz then. That's good. look, there's three... Keith, there are three clips, okay?
All you Why have to are people laughing?
I don't know. There are three clips. All you have to do is tell me what happened next, Keith. It's going to be very simple. Are you ready to play? Doesn't matter whether you are or not. We're going to play it. Here we go. Right, question number one. We began with Wednesday. But we begin the quiz with Wednesday. When we spoke to Terry, who is a friend of the show, and he is, of course, the eponymous protagonist of the old gay whistle test, in which he blows a tune from his gay face and you have to identify it. He'd been celebrating his birthday. What did you do on Saturday for your actual birthday, then? Did you not have a party, or did you have a party?
Oh, no, just a couple of friends. We had a few cans, some champagne with some brandy in, and a couple of smokes.
Some poppers. I mean, what was...
don't do poppers.
But can you tell me why, Keith, that Terry said he didn't do poppers? Did he say A, because he prefers Werther's Originals? Did he say B, because he said, because once you pop, you can't stop? Or did he say C, because they killed Peter Sellers?
Definitely B, mate. Definitely B. Once you pop, you can't stop. That's what he said.
Let's find out.
No, don't do poppers. They killed Peter Sellers.
No! Ooh,
controversy.
All right, question number two. I didn't get that right. Question number two. On Tuesday, we spoke to Steve. He was the inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, that is the Lonely Lunch Club, and he was looking for some advice.
But it's the anniversary, and I'm a bit stumped for ideas.
Right.
So maybe the two of you could sort of help me out a little bit.
So after a quick Google, we found out what the modern gift for a six-year anniversary with one spouse is and recommended it to Steve. But what was it? Was it A, your present to wife, this is, in his case. Did we say he should get us some... A, wood. B, a threesome, or C, a divorce?
Are you serious?
Well, what did we say?
What sort of anniversary presents? A divorce, John?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Is it a 6-year anniversary present? Is that what we said he should get her, or not?
That'd be the worst anniversary present ever.
You haven't got to discuss it. It's just A, B, or C.
All right, whatever. Well, wood. If it's not wood, I'm hanging up.
Let's find out. What is it, then? Six.
Six is wood.
It's wood! Wood. You see? Wood. Yeah. So just get some wood.
That's get a given, isn't it?
Or get wood. Get wood was the right answer.
Whee!
Come on, Keith. Right, question number three. Yesterday on the show, we had a glitzy and glamorous TalkSport showbiz reporter, Reese, to bring forth the week's showbiz toss-up. Anything else?
Robbie Williams doesn't know what a cucumber is. His wife, Ada, pulled one out of the fridge.
Thank God you said the fridge.
Thank God
the American football player? What's he doing there? Well, that was all the showbiz toss-up you can ever need, Keith. But can you tell us what Reese's lead story was? Was it A, the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate, was seen stumbling out of a marriage? B, Kim Kardashian was seen reading up on the American Civil War in the British Library with her enormous buttocks rubbing on the part about southern slave states? Or spotted? Or was it C, Michael Jackson, hello, it's Michael, was accused of not being an asexual man-boy?
Well, I was at the British Library that day, and I never saw no Kim Kardashian, so I'm going to go Michael.
Michael, let's find out if you're right.
Michael Jackson's secret ex-lover is releasing a book that proves that he's not an asexual man, or was not an asexual man-child.
Is the right answer, come on, Keith.
Now,
but stay there, because we're going to work out your score, and that involves checking the system.
Oh, God.
So just hold fire, Keith.
It's 2 out of 3, mate.
No. Just hang fire while we check the system.
Yeah, I'll just check the system, Keith.
The system.
2/3 of answers I got right.
Just check the system, Keith.
There's no need, John.
We've got to check it. Check the system. We've always got to check the system. It's not up to us. It's up to the system. Just hold fire, Keith, there. Just have another sip of your drink and just hold fire a minute. That's it. It's quite a slow system.
Yeah, it's quite a slow system, Keith.
Sorry about that. Just hang on a minute. Slow system. Still there, Keith.
Your system sucks, mate.
It's very slow.
Slow
system,
yeah.
Is the system ready?
No.
It's quite a slow system.
Wait, how do you spell Keith?
Kuh.
K-E-E-T-H.
Right. I have the results.
What are the results? What did Keith get?
Keith scored.
Yeah.
2 points!
Yeah! Keith, you got 2 out of 3, Keith.
What?
You got 2 out of 3 there.
I told you that like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, we've got to check the system.
Got to check the system.
It's a very slow system,
very
Keith.
Slow system.
Well done, Keith.
Thanks, mate.
All right, regards to the puppy.
Thank you.
Right, that's Keith. That is Keith. Never call again on Talk Radio. Still to come, the big debate at 3 o'clock. Plus live music, of course, from a busker as we drag one in off the streets to perform for us on a Friday for the live music. You're listening to Talk Radio. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered...
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Oh, when I claim for BPI, when I claim for BPI, when I claim for BPI, it'll be with Stanton Fisher. When I claim for PPI,
Stanton! Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text RUSH to 800-11. That's RUSH to 800-11. Or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
Stanton Fisher!
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
Van Buster now on. Master Creed 25 kilograms, just £3.65 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point numbers only.
So, Clive, what do you think of these new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips?
Well, Ian, they've been fantastic. They've got a strong line-up with salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce flavours. But the question is, who'll complete the squad?
Yes, Ian, red sauce is full of flavour and strong in the crunch, but brown sauce has plenty of bite and a big, bold taste.
You decide which one of these great new flavours will make the final squad on July the 1st. Burton's Fish and Chips kicks hunger into the back of the neck.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes and Victoria's got your news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, London 2012 athletes fail doping tests. Fill up before you go to France, and both EU campaigns are called misleading.
Talk Radio.
23 athletes from the London 2012 Olympics have returned positive drugs tests after their samples were reanalyzed. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has the details.
The athletes in question were from six different nations and competed in five different sports. The IOC says they and their national committees are being informed of the findings, and proceedings against them will soon begin. The tests, conducted using the latest scientific methods, will lead to bans from this summer's Games in Rio for any competitor found guilty.
A man's been jailed for 4.5 years for a road rage attack which paralysed two young sisters. 39-year-old Andrew Ney had been tailgating women in another vehicle when he collided with an oncoming car in Northamptonshire. Katrina and Carlina Raber, who are now 8 and 6, suffered spinal injuries. A woman who shot her millionaire ex-boyfriend in the head has been found guilty of his murder at a court in Spain. 26-year-old Meka Kukova attacked 48-year-old Andrew Bush, who's originally from Bristol, when he unexpectedly returned home when she was collecting her things. Barack Obama has laid a wreath at Hiroshima in Japan, the city destroyed by an American atomic bomb in 1945. He's the first serving US president to visit the city, where at least 140,000 people were killed. Hideki Asari from the Japanese embassy hopes the visit will make a difference.
We saw the President Obama talking to very attentively to survivors and embraced one of them. And it was a very moving scene to watch. It is very important to strive for the world free of nuclear weapons.
Fuel shortages in northern France are now spreading to other parts of the country. Thousands of British people are planning on travelling there for the bank holiday and are being advised to fill up before they go. A dispute over labour reforms has led to blockades in towns, cities, as well as on motorways and bridges. Edmund King is the president of the AA.
We're hoping, though, that the panic buying is over, because if you think about it, if there are 30 million cars in France, most of the time, on average, they'd have half a tank. If they all go out to fill up, that's 30 million cars that have filled up with millions more litres, and that leads to a shortage. But you can't fill up like that every day.
Both the Leave and Remain campaigns in the EU referendum have been strongly criticised for making misleading claims. The Commons Treasury Committee criticised Vote Leave's message that leaving Europe would give the country a £350 million a week windfall, but it also attacked the claim from the Remain supporters that 3 million jobs were dependent on Britain staying in the EU. And actress Emilia Clarke has revealed she had to hide from some drunk fans who were attending a Game of Thrones-themed wedding in Spain. The 29-year-old who plays Daenerys Targaryen says she spent hours in a hotel room to get away from them while filming the hit series.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells for most, but with some heavy and thundery showers across the southwest of England and Wales, feeling warm with highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. That's excellent. Absolutely first class.
Thanks.
Wasn't listening. The big debate very shortly. But first, Ben's got the sport live from... He's live with the sport this afternoon, Ben. Live with the sport from an airboat in the Florida Everglades that's being attacked by an alligator.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Jose Mourinho says Manchester United players and fans must believe they can win again after he became their new manager. The special one's move to Old Trafford on a three-year contract was finally confirmed this morning, and Jose told MU TV he's raring.
I feel great. I think I'm in the right moment of my career. I think I'm ready for it. So I could say I'm happy, I'm proud, I'm honored, I'm everything. But the reality is that what I love is to work. And I cannot wait for 7th of July to go on the pitch.
Cricket. England were 160 for 3 a short time ago on day one of the second test with Sri Lanka at Chesterley Street. Alex Hales, Nick Compton and captain Alistair Cook have all been dismissed. Finally, tennis. Andy Murray's through to the fourth round of the French Open. He breezed past Ivo Karlovic in his last 32 tie. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much, Ben. Take good care of yourself there. That's Ben live from the Florida
Everglades.
Thank you. Being attacked on an airboat that's being attacked by an alligator.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr.
Thank you. Talk Radio. Yeah, Talk Radio. Yeah, Friday afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. And don't forget, you can get in touch with the programme by any of these methods. Twitter, we're on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
We're on text 87222.
Start your message with any word you want.
We're on Facebook.
Except Talk.
If you are Hillary Clinton, by the way, why not email the show today using an unapproved, unsecured private email server while you're US Secretary of State, thus violating State Department protocols and procedures, as well as laws and regulations governing federal record keeping. If that's you, if you are Hillary Clinton, get in touch. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Time for the big debate. So it's 3 minutes. No, it's not. It's 6 minutes past 3 o'clock. This is the big debate. And the story we're talking about, that everybody is talking about this afternoon, is the news that's coming out of New Delhi that says there are one-stop crisis centres in each district of the city. 653 crisis centres were supposed to be built, but they haven't been. And the fund that was set up to make the money for them... And the quote is here from the authorities in New Delhi, is that the fund is simply lip service if it remains unused. And listening to that story on the telephone line now, I've got someone who's heard the word lip there and just become livid about the whole thing because he thinks we just shouldn't have lips anymore. Is that right? Who's that on the phone? Who's that? Is it Andrew?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Andrew. Good to talk to you. Now, you were listening to that story, I know, and then as soon as I got to the word lip, I could sense your blood boiling, which is why you've called in.
Absolutely. I don't think we should be doing lips any service.
Yes.
So I don't know why they would spend that much money on them.
Well, no, that's a, it's a fair question. I mean, what is it about lips? And let's be clear, you know, they're we've all got them. They're on, one's on the top of your mouth, one's on the bottom of your mouth. You think it's high time we just got rid of them?
Well, yes, because for a start, what are lips?
Yes.
Because I don't think they're actually anything, because they kind of are a bit like gums, and they're also a bit like face skin. But they just can't make up their mind, so they just end up this weird wet mess in the middle of your face.
Yeah, okay, well, look, stay on the line, because on the other line, as is more or less the law on talk radio, where someone has an opinion and then someone has a different one, is Nick, he's on the telephone, he's very much, I mean, he clearly, Andrew, thinks you're an idiot, because he's in favour of lips, aren't you, Nick? You're very pro-lip.
Yeah, I am. I don't want to call him an idiot. I don't know the guy, but he says he doesn't know what lips are.
Yeah, he said, well, he said they're a big wet mess in the face.
Well, I think that's very, very unfair. I think what he should think, really, is they are the Swiss Army knife of the face.
In what sense, Nick?
The applications, John. Like, you've got a Swiss Army knife, you've got something to open a tin can with, you've got something that you can take a stone out of a horse's hoof,
yes.
And so on.
Yes. Well, I don't think... Nick, lips. I mean, Nick, already, I think you're... That's ridiculous. You can't take a stone out of a horse's hoof with lips.
No, you can, well, I mean, you know, I think once you've tried sucking really hard, it's possible, but I don't think it's the application. But I'm talking more about food intake,
right.
Articulation, expression, tactile organ, erogenous zone, five different things that I've just said with my lips, about lips, within, what, 10 seconds?
Well, okay, well, Andrew's still on the line listening to that. I mean, that's a good argument, isn't it? He said all that in 10 seconds, using his lips, Andrew.
Well, every example he gave, I would classify as disgusting.
Right, yep.
I think anything that involves using your mouth in coordination with anything else,
yes.
Including other people's mouths,
yes.
Is awful. That's how you spread germs.
The anti-lip lobby are quite vociferous, Andrew, and I mean, ironically, you're their mouthpiece. And I just wonder, though, if you're on a hiding to nothing with it, because at the end of the day, you know, what would replace them? If we got rid of them, what's going to go on the top and bottom of mouth sides?
Well, we don't need to replace them. We don't want to replace lips with something that could be equally or more disgusting. And we really have to think about what are the real stars of the mouth. It's the teeth,
yes,
the tongue, and the dangly thing that comes down the back of your throat.
Yeah, well, okay.
And
well,
lips are just hiding them.
Well,
we need to get them out. You need to get them on showcase.
Nick, he's got a point as well, hasn't he, there? Because the dangly thing at the back of the throat is nice to look at. You know, it wibbles about, and if the lips are in the way, you can't see it.
Now, I'd understand if we were having this conversation in 1914, in 1926,
yeah.
In 1976. It's not. It's 2016.
Yeah.
You know, we call it stiff upper lip in this country for a reason. We don't call it stiff upper epiglottis, stiff upper frenulum, any of that business. You know, and it's formed our character. Because if you think... If Hitler had invaded in World War II and
yeah.
We didn't have, not even any lips, but stiff upper lips particularly,
yes.
Hitler would have said, I want to invade, and we'd have just gone... Because that's the only sound we could have made.
Well, let me pick you up on that, because Carla's just tweeted saying, loose lips sink ships. That's from the war, and look what happened there.
Loose lips. I'm not saying loose lips are always perfect. I think there's a very important case for having regular maintenance.
Tight lips. No, no, because if lips... Look, if your lips... If a lip comes off, right? Because some... You know, if one of your lips falls off, right? And gets stuck in the propeller of a ship, then it's going to sink the ship, isn't it? And that's where that phrase comes from. Carla's absolutely right.
Well, Carla, you know, she can tweet. I tweeted earlier. Everyone can tweet. I said, keep lips. Had 131 characters left. Didn't need them.
Andrew, do you want to come back in on that? Loose lips sink ships. I mean, let me ask you this as well to take into consideration, because you mentioned that you thought you know it was disgusting with the mouth, didn't you? You said that everything to do with the mouth was disgusting. I say to you, Eskimos, of course, don't have lips. They're famously born without lips, and they kiss with their noses, don't they, Eskimos?
Yeah, it's an excellent practice.
Yeah, I mean, so you'd be in favour of that. You'd be happy with nose kissing.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get any diseases from the nose.
Cold.
So, rub the undersides of your nostrils against each other, stick them in your ears, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Can't really do that with lips. You get saliva all over your face.
I mean, Nick, do you want to come back in on that? I mean, he's kind of got a point, hasn't he? If a nose... You don't get saliva out of a nose.
You do get saliva out of a nose, John. It's very, very simple. But this whole thing about it being disgusting, I just think, where's your sense of beauty? Where's your sense of poetry? The bit that joins the lips to the skin around.
Yes.
You know what that's called? It's the vermilion border. Now, that to me, that's poetry, or it's something mystical, like it's from Star Trek or something. And
yeah.
If you get rid of lips, you know, you're getting rid of poetry, John.
Yeah, well, that's another point, isn't it? If we get rid of lips, all poetry has to be burnt, right, Andrew? So, you know, I know you're very against the idea of lips, but what about then if it's correlated with the getting rid of poetry, as Nick's saying? You know, you get rid of lips, you get rid of poetry. Are you willing to make that sacrifice? Everyone likes poetry.
Do they?
No, the bosses here don't. But I wonder if... trials in Sweden, right? Trials in Sweden. As you know, they've taken the phrase all mouth, no trousers, literally, in Sweden. And this is what's happened. Let me tell you what's happened, right? What they've done is they've removed a section of the population's lips. I think it's I think it's 200 Swedish people. They've removed their lips, their top lip and their bottom lip. And what they've done, they've also removed some trousers, but they've taken the zip, the fly, out of the trousers and put both sides of the fly on the face where the lips were. Okay, so you've got zippy mouths in Sweden, and that's what they've done, right? And I mean, it's worked over there, but they're Swedish. Would it work here, Nick?
It wouldn't work here. Sweden, famously, one of the countries with the highest rate of suicide in the world. You know, I don't think it's a coincidence that the country who is least happy with themselves wants to remove its lips.
Yeah, and so, but you don't think the trousers, the zippy lips, as they're calling it over there, in Sweden, they call them the zippy lip people.
I mean, look, lips don't have sweat glands, so,
yeah.
You know, well, the Swedes, I guess, because it's cold place, maybe it works for them.
Yeah, but hang on,
the English way, the British way of life.
But Nick, zips don't have sweat glands, do they? So your argument falls down there?
Well, look, I'm not here to discuss zips, am I? You know,
it's important, isn't it? Because of what they're doing in Sweden. I mean, let me bring Andrew. Nick, shut your face a minute. Let me bring Andrew back in here. Is it just human lips, or should we get rid of animals' lips?
Well, that's a tough one.
Well,
but I think we might as well just get rid of them all. If we get rid of them,
hang on, Nick. Let him have his say. Sorry, go on. It's a tough one. Get animal lips. It's tough.
Yeah, well, we just have to get rid of everything just to make sure we get rid of all the ones we need to get rid of.
Right, so you think it's a blanket ban on lips? You're not going to differentiate between human and animal
people
lips?
People like Nick getting jealous of dogs because they've got lips and he's not allowed to.
Good point, Nick. Would you get jealous if your lips were removed? Would you get jealous of a dog's lips?
I wouldn't get jealous of dogs.
Nick, it's a simple question, yes or no. Would you be jealous of a dog's lips?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't get jealous. I'm part of a nation of dog lovers. I love dogs. And sheepdogs is what your man there, your caller, I'm sorry I didn't get his name, wants to have culled.
Yes.
Because if you don't have lips, you can't whistle. Sheepdogs wouldn't know what to do with the sheep.
Yeah, but...
they'd probably start eating them or worse. And then that's an epidemic that we've created.
All right, but would you kiss a dog?
Look,
A simple question, yes or no, would you kiss a dog?
Of course I would.
He kissed a dog, Andrew. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, it takes all sorts.
Yeah. Tough on lips. Tough on the causes of lips. That's the text we're getting in. Yeah? What do you say to that? Tough on lips. Tough on the causes of lips, Nick.
No, ridiculous. Not
lips, Nick. Lipstick. What about lipstick? What would you do with lipstick? This is for Andrew. Think of the people who work in the lipstick industry. You take away the lips, you take away their livelihoods, don't you?
Well, I don't think that's a big problem. We know that the makeup...
Oh, come on! Then you're just left with stick.
Yeah. You're left with tick.
Yes, you're left with tick. And what do ticks do? Suck the blood.
Thank you.
Right? And what do they do that with? Lips.
I don't think they do that.
Ticks have lips.
I think this is a serious political point here.
Tick lips!
We can bandy these thoughts about all day. This is a serious political point because a lot of people who have hearing loss like to lip read.
Yes.
And if you get rid of lips, you're basically discriminating against people with disabilities. Is that something that not bothers you?
Does that bother you?
Lip reading is very suspicious and spy-like. I'm happy to get rid of that.
Okay, must leave it there. That's Andrew. He thinks that lip reading is suspicious and spy-like. He thinks you should get rid of all lips. Nick, on the other hand, is very happy to kiss a dog. What, gentlemen, I need you to do for me now is to sum up the debate in one word. Andrew, first, just sum up this debate for me in one word.
Wet.
Nick.
Bilabial.
And there we must leave it. It's 17 minutes past three. If you've got an opinion on lips, should we keep lips? Or should we get rid of lips? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Talk Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Time is pretty precious when you're Ryan Reynolds. I drink all my meals. And I only have friends with really short names. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
That's why I've got BT Infinity. It now offers speeds of up to 52 megabits per second. The fastest standard fiber speeds. I also don't have time for underwear. I'm going commando right now.
BT Infinity. Fast just got faster. Visit bt.com/infinity to find out more.
83% UK coverage, £49 activation and £7.95 hub delivery. Comparison versus standard entry level fiber products of major broadband providers. Up to speeds depending on time of day, line and location.
I wanna go claim. I wanna go claim. I wanna go claim with Stanford Fisher while there's still time.
Time could be running out to get your PPI claim in, so you've got to be on the ball if you don't want to miss the deadline. Text HURRY to 800-11. That's HURRY to 800-11. Or visit stantonfisher.com and let our team get you a result while there's still time.
I wanna go claim with Stanford Fisher while there's still time.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Thank you, Professor. You scored 48 points. Next up, we have Joey Essex from Chigwell. His subject is Peruvian political philosophy from 1715 to 1821.
Sorry, Joey. No chance. But if you fancy a 1-in-4 chance, buy a multiplier scratch card from the National Lottery Game Store and you could win up to 20 times your prize. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Staffordshire, the southbound side of the M6, two lanes blocked due to an accident, is queuing between 13 and 12, Stafford South down towards Gailey, queues towards Stafford North at the A34. Northbound M40 through Oxfordshire, very slow following an accident involving a van at Junction 9 for Bicester. Queue start at Junction 8A at Oxford for the A418. And finally, in Bedfordshire, through Clophill, Bedford Road, the A6 closed both ways due to a chemical fire between the A507 and the Haynes Church End Junction. Police directing traffic. I'm Stephen Beach.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Very shortly now, a man called Con.
Hi.
Will be in the lift here in this building as it travels downwards through it. Reading out the haters' texts and tweets in a feature we like to call condescending. That's on the way very shortly. Plus, we've got live music, of course. Live music on a Friday where we go in and drag Unbusker out, quite literally off the streets, and force them to perform in here against their will. Before that, though, well, it's Some Request Friday, and that means you can request a speech or a talk by all means, which we'll get to in a minute because we've got to do some reactions.
Yeah, we got some reactions from the debate, John.
Yes, before, sorry, I'd forgotten that. You're absolutely right. Well done for pointing it at me, because I had forgotten that. But yeah, reactions for the debate, which of course was about the keeping of lips or the not keeping of lips. You remember Nick was on the telephone, said that he would, he's very pro-lips. He said he'd kiss a dog, and then Andrew said we should lose all lips. Had the Swedish trials that they're doing, of course, with the... where they've taken a sample of 200 people in Sweden, removed their lips and replaced it with the zips from trousers. Zippy people, they call them. Andrew was very much in favour of that. Anyway, what's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. At Lippy Kid said, lips are just the starting point. May I remind you about that ancient proverb, a moment on the lips, forever on the hips? And Feminist says, another typical man-led lips debate, only focusing on the mouth.
Yeah, well, that's it. And this has just come in as well. You mentioned lipstick, John. If they take lips away, it's just tick. But who wants to live in a world that's just gloss? And that's a fair question as well, isn't it? And someone else just simply said, this is face extremism. Right, so you can react to that any way you want. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Whatever you think about lips.
Start your message with any word you like.
Oh, that's what radio. And it is Some Request Friday. So if you've got a request for a speech or a talk because it is your birthday, or it's an anniversary, or you're just looking forward to the bank holiday and you're enjoying the Friday sunshine, and you're thinking, no, I need to hear a big Friday bank holiday speech anthem. You're in the car, maybe. You're going away. There's a car next to you. There's people in it listening to this as well, and you're thinking, oh, we can just talk along with a speech, our favourite speech. We like talking along, and the driver next to you doing the same thing. It's a great feeling when that happens. You can call in as well, leave a message, 0844 499. And someone who's done that is Des. He left this message on the telephone. It's Des.
Hi, John. Great to hear of everyone getting in that bank holiday mood. I've been very much in it for the last 4 years as I'm unemployed. Please could you play for me Pamela Mayer's TED Talk, How to Spot a Liar, as I go to the job centre to sponge off the tax man.
There he is. That's Des leaving a message on the phone. Bank holiday mood. He wants to hear Pamela Mayer's TED Talk, How to Spot a Liar. Des, for you and everyone else who loves it, here it is.
Okay, now, I don't want to alarm anybody in this room, but it's just come to my attention that the person to your right is a liar. Also, the person to your left is a liar. Also, the person sitting in your very seats is a liar. We're all liars. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to show you what the research says about why we're all liars, how you can become a lie spotter, and why you might want to go the extra mile and go from lie spotting to truth seeking, and ultimately to trust building. Now, speaking of trust, ever since I wrote this book, Lie Spotting, no one wants to meet me in person anymore. No, 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 no. They say, it's okay. We'll email you. I can't even get a coffee date at Starbucks. My husband's like, honey, deception. Maybe you could have focused on cooking. How about French cooking?
Pamela Mayer's TED Talk, How to Spot a Liar. Playing that especially for Des, who called in and left a message. That always, he says, gets him in the bank holiday mood, which he's been in for 4 years because he's unemployed. So if you've got a request or a dedication, then do let us know. 87222.
Sorry, Mr. Lord Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you like.
But you know what now? Yeah, the haters gonna hate. My haters gonna hate, 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 hate. So this is where a man is in a lift. The man is called Cornelius. He says that the word con is short for Cornelius. It absolutely isn't. It's corn. However, that wouldn't work in the feature because then it would be called condescending, and that doesn't make any sense. What it is called is condescending, and the reason for that is because con is in a lift. The lift here in Talk Radio. It goes up and down, as lifts want to do, through the building. As it goes down through the building, though, he reads out on a Friday the haters' texts and tweets that we've received over the past 5 days. In a feature we like to call condescending. I think you can probably hear me. Let's cross to the lift, Cornelius.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Here I am on the third floor of this... The third floor of this building.
Better.
Right, here's the lift. Good. This is what's on it.
A very secure way at all. This is proper Mission Impossible.
What's that?
I have no idea what that is. Right, all the push buttons... Let's go.
Come on.
Okay. Theo Singer on Twitter says, at Talk Radio, you people are total morons. Radio for idiots. Aiming at the LCD total prats. Not a brain cell between you.
Right, good.
Yeah.
Fine, yeah.
Nice.
Janie said, this show to me is like the Operation Black Vote poster. I'm very offended, but I'm not entirely sure why. Yeah. If I rang up and told you what I thought about this show, you'd run out of radio delay because my opinions are not broadcastable. Dylan says, I wish this show would make like fracking and pipe down. That's actually quite good.
That is
quite
clever.
Thanks,
Dylan.
It's
clever, that.
Yeah. Max says, this show makes me believe nothing is impossible. If Cornelius can get a paid job, paid to do a job which is mostly reading aloud, then I can do anything. Hi. Hi, guys. Come in. You right? How's it going? Yeah, just reading out tweets that we've got into the John Holmes show here. This show is the radio equivalent of that dance Alan Pardew did when Palace scored in the FA Cup final last weekend. Bloody hell, that cast sounds like a right hoot to work with.
Oh, yeah?
Would you like to read one? read this last one.
With this on air?
Yeah.
My 7-year-old son just asked who these childish people are on the radio.
Who are you?
My name's Marley.
Marley, what do you do here?
I'm head of trading.
Cool.
Why are you doing this in a lift now?
Oh, because my name's Con and I'm descending. So it's condescending tweets. What do you think of that?
Good play on words, I love that.
Love that, cool, right. Cheers. Right, John, I'm going to throw back to you.
Fine, yeah, I liked him. Marley, the head of trading, or whatever he was. It was excellent. Good, thanks, Con. Well, you know, the haters going to hate. That's what they're going to do. So if you've got a... well, if you hate us, then this is the feature for you, of course. Get your hates in. Your trolling is very welcome. You can do it on Twitter, of course. That's the traditional arena for it, for the hate, isn't it? The arena of hate. At Talk Radio.
Site message with the word I hate, John.
Yes. Or you can use 87222 on the text.
Site message with I hate, John.
Or you can use Facebook.
Site message with I hate John.
Or you can email us on john@talkradio.co.uk.
I hate John.
Didn't you mean to say start your message there?
No, I just hate you.
Right, fine. In the next half an hour, live... Thanks, Cass. Live music. There will be live music. We've dragged a busker in off the streets. He's called Charlie. He'll be here to play music. That's the point. And lose money at the same time because we've made him leave his pitch. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's going to have the news in a moment.
Talk Radio.
More than 20 London 2012 athletes have failed doping tests after their samples from the games were retested. It comes just a week after the International Olympic Committee said 31 new cases had been found from the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Sky Sports presenter Chris Scudder has the latest.
Maybe there'll be some admissions of guilt from the athletes, but probably not, you would think. And then there will be perhaps prolonged legal battles as well. But certainly a statement from the IOC, 265 retests from London 2012, 23 of those have returned abnormal findings.
A Land Rover boss who crashed his 4x4 into a car in a fit of road rage, paralysing two young sisters, has been jailed for 4.5 years. Northampton Crown Court heard Andrew Ney was bullying a woman driving a people carrier before it happened. A former model has been found guilty of murdering a British millionaire by shooting him dead at his home in the Costa del Sol. Maker Kukova shot ex-boyfriend Andrew Bush 3 times at his luxury villa in Marbella. Both the Leave and Remain sides in the EU referendum have been criticised by a group of MPs for their campaigns. The Treasury Select Committee says they're confusing voters with misleading claims. Barack Obama has met survivors in Hiroshima, the Japanese city destroyed by an American nuclear bomb in 1945. He's the first serving US president to visit, but he didn't apologise for his country's actions. And Andy Murray has won his 3rd round match at the French Open tennis. He's beaten Ivo Karlovic in straight sets. The weather, thundery showers across the south tonight, mostly dry elsewhere with lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow, much of the country will be sunny, but in the south and west, more showers are likely. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria there, with, you know, I listened to hanging on every word of that. I was.
You weren't, you didn't listen.
Every single word of it.
The news.
There's live music coming up, Victoria.
I know.
There's also What the People Think, Victoria.
I know.
And with the shocking news today, I don't know if you know this, but this was on the BBC News website earlier, is that the Northern accent is dying out.
Cass still has one.
Yes, it's annoying, isn't it? No, so we'll
really.
we'll be talking a little bit about
that's
that.
The worst.
It's not the worst.
It is.
It is.
I don't understand. I genuinely don't understand a word she said.
So Cass just threw a toilet roll at John's head.
just came into the studio.
That was some good breaking news there, actually.
Live reporting.
Yeah, really.
Reporting from the scene.
It's taken 10 weeks, but Victoria's finally got her scoop.
All right, John. I wish it hit your head.
Right, OK, live music coming up.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am not one of those casts. Old Con's back.
All right.
That, who was that in the lift?
Marnie, the head of trading or training. I do not.
I thought he said trading, but I couldn't quite.
Yeah, I think it was trading. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, you know trading.
Yeah.
Well, you know this building.
Yeah.
Well, the trading that goes on this building.
Yeah.
He's the head of it.
Didn't even know we did that. Okay, fine. He didn't really understand what was going on, did he? But, you know.
He got it once I explained my name was Con and moving down in the lift, and he went, yes, some good wordplay, but sort of the look behind his eyes sort of
suggested
he couldn't believe that we dedicate a whole 5 minutes of the show to it.
Yeah. Much like most of the management people here.
Yeah.
To be honest. Fine. Okay, so, you know, hey, you know outside, there are streets. I don't know whether you ever looked out. So look, have a look outside.
Oh, my God.
See?
Are they new?
They're streets. No, they've always been there. You just haven't looked.
Oh.
Outside, there are streets. And do you know what's on the streets? People. What? And do you know what? Look.
Oh, my God.
And do you know what people do? They think, don't they?
Mm.
But what do they think? That's the question we ask on the talk radio in the afternoons. What do the people think? The people, they think, but what do they think? We've sent our crack team of reporters out on the streets to find out. Today, what the people think. Do they think knees or fences?
Knees.
Knees.
Fences.
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 Knees.
Fences.
Knees.
Fences.
Knee.
Fences.
Fences.
Knees.
Fences.
Knees.
Knees.
Fences.
Knees. Fences. Knees.
Knees.
Fences.
Knees.
Fences.
Knees. Fences.
Knees.
Knees.
Fences.
Knee.
Knees.
Fences.
Knees. Fences.
Knees.
Knees.
Fences. Fences.
Knees.
Fences.
Fences.
Fences. Knees.
Fences.
Fences.
Knees.
Fences.
Knees.
Knee.
Fences.
Knees.
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 Fences.
Fences.
Knees.
Fences.
Fences.
Knees.
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 Fences.
Knee.
And that's what the people think. They think knees or fences, as you just heard. And that was just earlier today. So that is exactly what the people are thinking on the streets. The fresh opinions, you're absolutely right, this afternoon. But what do you think? What do you think? Do you think knees? Or maybe you think fences. Let us know whether you think knees or fences. Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word knees or fences.
We move into the last half an hour, of course, of the Talk Radio Afternoon Friday thing. I'm John Holmes. Hello. And if you are an regular listener, you'll know that Friday afternoon in the last half an hour thing is where we do live music by dragging, and I mean literally dragging, an busker in from the streets around here where we are, which is basically behind the Oxo Tower on the South Bank in London. And we go out, we find a busker, we go, oh, they're all right, get them in. And that's it. That's just that simple. We take them away from their pitch. They lose money, but they do get to play on the radio, usually against their will or best judgment. There's another one in today. He's called Charlie. He joins us now. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome, thank you for coming in. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I wish I was busking, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I know. I know, but that's the terrible burden you have to share now, right. Is the fact that you were out there in the sunshine, let's not forget, earning a crust, an honest, decent crust, Charlie. And I more or less have come up and taken that crust out of your hands.
We're in a dark studio.
Yeah, yeah.
I was blindfolded when I was taken here.
Exactly, yeah. And just, you don't know where we are.
No.
And now you have to play or we kill you.
Oh my God.
So,
this is awesome. This is a bit like The Island. It's going in that direction.
So, how long have you been busking, Charlie?
For about 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
You only look about eight. How, did you basically come busking out of the womb?
I guess I started very young. Yeah. So what can I say?
Yeah. So, okay, so what, where do you just do it in London? Do you do it around and about? Where are you from originally? Answer all of those questions.
I've actually bussed from Cornwall to Scotland. I've bussed all over the UK.
Right.
In lots of places. And I've just started busking on South Bank.
So how long have you been on South Bank?
In the big city.
Yeah.
It was my second time today, actually.
No. So you've been...
really enjoying.
Yeah. But hang on. You're now live on the radio doing a session.
I am having a good time.
So it's fine.
You guys are nice, yeah. You're a bit lippy, but you're very nice.
Well, you should have got involved in that debate about lips earlier. So, that's amazing. So second day in London and this happens. That's good. And why is it taking you so long to come to the capital? What have you been wasting your time everywhere else for?
I have been here for about 4 years, actually, sort of on and off, but I've just never bussed on South Bank before. It's a new thing for me, because you have to get a licence to busk on.
Oh, okay, right.
South Bank.
And so how do you get... What do you have to do to get a licence?
You have to go to the South Bank Centre and do a two-minute audition.
Really?
In front of who?
Simon Cowell.
Good, yeah. Alicia Dixon, was she there?
She couldn't make it, unfortunately.
Did she say? That's a shame.
She was supposed to be there.
She would have said you were a gorgeous chocolate man. White chocolate man, obviously.
That's nice.
Good, so what are you going to play for? What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to start with a nice, happy, sunny cover, as if I was still out on South Bank busking.
Okay.
I'm going to do some Paolo Nutini.
Paolo Nutini.
I'm going to do Pencil Full of Lead.
All right, fine. Nice. Let me just bear with me, because I need to make a production decision. But it's going to involve a gobby northern goth whose words most of us don't even understand. So just bear with me, Charlie. As broadcast through the glass...
What now?
Would you like to Charlie to play his song now... His first song now, or would you like to go to the adverts for Where the Trade Go before that or after it? You decide.
Either decision where you're not talking,
yeah,
is fine with me. So I think we should just go to the ads,
right? And then we'll come back and do Charlie.
Yeah.
In a manner of speaking.
Can I say see you after the break?
Sure.
You absolutely.
This is like my dream.
Yeah. Take it away.
No.
Don't sw- now.
No, it's all right. I think we caught
you've
it.
Just
so.
I feel
apologies
like an idiot
if it
now.
Did.
Apologies, but
just play the ads.
You've literally ruined your dream.
Just play the ads.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Let's start the meeting with a round of quick fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
Trade Point, we offer bulk delivery from stock, from store to site, with AM and PM delivery slots to suit you. Plus, our driver will give you a call when he's en route, so no need for any hanging around. Trade Point, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. Trade Point.
There is a prophecy that when the forces of darkness rise and unleash hell upon this land, heroes will unite to fight together.
So are you here?
To save our people.
This Monday, an unthinkable threat.
An invasion.
Needs unstoppable heroes.
Alive!
We'll protect the kingdom.
We will try, my friend.
Warcraft, the beginning, in cinemas Monday.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Staffordshire, the southbound side of the M6, two lanes blocked due to an accident, is queuing between 13 and 12. Stafford South down towards Gailey, queues towards Stafford North at the A34. Northbound M40 through Oxfordshire, very slow following an accident involving a van at Junction 9 for Bicester. Queue start at Junction 8A at Oxford for the A418. And finally, in Bedfordshire, through Clophill, Bedford Road, the A6 closed both ways due to a chemical fire between the A507 and the Haynes Church End Junction. Police directing traffic. I'm Stephen Beach.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, I am him, what that voice just said. Look, so, you know live music that we promised you? Well, now we are going to deliver. Charlie, before you play, where would we find your work online? I'm assuming you have a thing.
I have a thing. It's hashtag Mr. Charlie Law. So if you want to go on any of my social media, so Facebook.com/ Mr. Charlie Law. It's that easy. And my website is MrCharlieLaw.com.
Easy.
We've
right.
We've retweeted a tweet of yours as well. So just head to the Talk Radio Twitter and it's easy.
And you'll find it.
Easy.
But however, you may... I don't know what he's going to be like. Let's be honest, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
But he's paid his personal audition to do it on the South Bank, so he's going to be all right.
Mm.
So Charlie Law is with us. We've dragged him in off the South Bank where he was, having a nice time in the sunshine, earning some money. And we've ruined all that by making him play on the radio. And the tune you're going to do, remind us...
I'm going to do Pencil for the Lead by Paolo Nutini.
Here we go.
For my bed and a pillow for my head, I got a pencil for a lead, some water for my throat, I got buttons in my coat, sails in my boat, so much more than I needed before, money in the meter and a 2-bar heater, oh, now it's getting hotter, it's only getting sweeter, I got legs on my chest, hair for the hair, part of the fire, and some shoes on my feet, I got a shelf full of books, most of my teeth, and 2 pairs of socks and a door with a lock, food in my belly, glasses on my telly, nothing gonna bring me down, let me tell you now.
Can we get some clapping along in the studio?
Very nice. Yes, I got a nice guitar and ties in my car. Most of the meanest kids to the scene. Oh, I did it by some in the shot. I got a fair bit of chat, but better than that. Food in my belly, lots of my telly. Nothing gonna bring me down, let me tell you, honey. But best of all, I've got my baby.
Right, do you guys know the backing vocal bit? I saw you pretending to do it.
I do, yeah, I don't want to ruin it.
I absolutely don't.
Can you ruin
don't.
It for me? Come on.
Okay.
I want to hear you sing this. Here we go.
I said, best of all, I've got my baby. Yeah, best. best of all.
Best of all.
I've got my baby. She's mighty fine. She's all mine. I'm not gonna be mine. I said she's mighty fine. She's all mine. And nothing's gonna bring me down.
That's Charlie Law, dragged off the streets. What did you play for your audition for the South Bank people?
I did one of my own songs about having a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And I did Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan.
Didn't you sing out 2 minutes? I mean, what did you...
I kind of spliced them into
a mashup.
The same song. Yeah.
Did you make the judges sing along as well?
I didn't, actually. There were loads of primary school kids there.
What, judging you?
Yeah, well, they weren't,
it's
like...
a weird
they
setup,
didn't have,
isn't
like,
it?
Yes or no.
So they're in
buses.
Charge of the licences.
They were just all kind of there. There was one kid drumming along, and... I don't know why they do it like that.
Must be quite similar looking at Cornelius. He's taking it right back, that. Yeah. His little primary school face that he's got, with his eyes that look in different directions. Right. That's interesting.
It's nice, yeah.
Yeah, so he looked... So, you know that film Ice Age? Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know that weird creature in it? I don't know what it is. What's that creature
Sid
in Ice?
Sid the Sloth.
Sid the Sloth. Right, you know his eyes? Think about his eyes that look different directions, don't they? It's weird eyes. And you look, what Cornelius' eyes look like, as you'll notice, is that, like, he's got... They look in different directions. It's like Russell Howard's eyes, because they do that as well. And it's like Russell Howard...
Do they?
Yeah. God, yeah. Have a look at him next time you see Russell
Howard. Right.
Howard. His eyes... His eyes are really...
I never really... I thought we were talking about lips, so I was prepared for that.
Howard on ice. But anyway, it looks like Russell Howard has made love with that sloth from Ice Age, and he is their illegitimate offspring. That's what I'm getting at. Anyway,
yeah,
let's...
You look nice, yeah.
Cheers, Charlie.
Yeah. Let's talk about you. So look, you said you did it around this busking around the country, right? So,
yes.
And all up and down and around and about. In terms of cities, then... as someone who does this, I mean, how do you choose what city you're going to go to next, or is it just kind of stab a pin in a map, and then which city do you find is the most lucrative?
Okay, that's a good question. When we went round busking around the whole country, we just kind of went to wherever we felt like.
Yeah.
We've never had any problem with licences or anything like that, apart from South Bank where I had to get one.
Yeah. So you can just sort of turn over people. I mean, because people listening to this might want to think, well, I kind of fancy this busking lark, and why not?
Want to have a go, yeah.
And you can just rock up in cities and get on with it.
Just rock up, yeah. Just stay away from my pitch and you'll be fine. Guys.
Fair enough. He is quite intimidating.
Yeah. And in terms of the best city, I don't know, they're all different. Just go on a great...
And do you find it's
a sunny day?
Different ages that you... I mean, do people just stop and watch, or do they sort of pass by? What's the average stopping time if you're busking?
It's much higher on South Bank, I've noticed already, just because I think a few people come here just to see the buskers.
Yeah.
So they sort of stop and watch. It depends what song you play, really. And
what's the big crowd pleaser?
What's the big crowd? I tell you what, I've been playing it for years, but American Pie still goes down really well.
It's a classic.
People love it, and God, am I going to play this again? But no, it goes down really well. Yeah,
it's Streets of London in your repertoire. That's the other busker classic.
It is.
Yeah,
yeah,
of course it is. Of course it is. But what are you going to play for us next?
Okay, so next I'm going to play something more serious. Actually,
fine.
Is that okay?
It's absolutely fine. Yeah.
Okay. I need to give you the backstory on it, because I released this song. Last Monday, online, and it's got some really good feedback, and I released it as part of Mental Health Awareness Week, 2016, and it's basically a song about I had to, despite sort of, I'm quite upbeat and a bit comical, hopefully, maybe not.
We'd spoil that.
I suffered from depression a couple of years ago,
as indeed a lot of people do. Yes,
yeah, and I wrote this song when I was sort of at its worst.
Yeah.
And it's a song about the hope of getting better.
Okay.
And then slowly I have got better, and this is kind of the song at the end of it, really. And if you want to check it out, guys listening and girls, then it's on my Facebook page, which is / Mr. Charlie Law.
There you go. Okay. And it's called what?
It's called My Black Dog. So it's about the black Shuck of Depression, The Myth of the Black Dog.
Here we go. Charlie Law, live music on a Friday on Talk Radio.
My black dog has got a problem. When he smiles, it's like the sky is falling down. There ain't no use in him dragging around. From here on in, we're happy now. From here on in, we're happy now. My black dog has got a problem. I'm gonna have to put the old thing down. 'Cause he's been so sad and it's dragging you down. Now he barks all day and he barks all night, and he tries to bite the neighbor when he speaks. I think the sooner or later it's gonna be the dog or me. From here on in, we're happy now. From here on in, we're happy now. From here on in, we're happy now. They say I'm not the boy that you once knew, and if he ain't coming back, then we are through. So I'm trying to hide my changes, never tell. My black dog is crying to himself. My black dog is crying to himself. My black dog is crying to himself. I'm gonna have to put the old thing down.
Come on. Excellent stuff, Charlie. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Charlie Law in the studio playing. We dragged him in off the South Bank in London. He is our busker in session today, this Friday. Charlie, thanks so much for coming in. That was excellent stuff.
Thanks for having me, mate. Cheers. Really
no worries
it.
At all. Charlie Law, you'll find him on Facebook using Mr. Charlie Law, and well, that's what you need to hashtag search for. Now, Yasmin Khan is in for Sam Delaney today. She'll be along momentarily, I don't doubt. But before we go, right, there is a story in the paper today. I don't know if you've seen this, Cornelius.
Okay, go on.
Right, where there's a story that says the Northern accent, I've just seen this, the Northern accent, right, is apparently dying out, right?
Really?
Which is interesting, isn't it? Because in this studio, as you know, where we have to, it's not our choice.
No, it's not.
Have to work with Asprod Cass, who is, as you can tell, is a just an angry Northern goth. But listen to this. Distinctive regional accents have declined. But Cass's is so appalling and unintelligible. It's like she's keeping the dream alive for everyone else, isn't it, Cass?
I'm not through the glass anymore.
No, you've come in here and I'm
staring at you.
Yes.
With anger.
Yes, but it's interesting, isn't it? Because you do speak the North, and
yes,
don't you?
Yeah.
And I thought we should preserve your accent because
you don't like it, though.
No, I hate it. But it might die out, and no one wants that. So I thought we'd preserve it, like in a time capsule or something. So
what have you done?
Well, no. What I've got is an empty bottle of Diet Coke. It's not of Diet Coke. You used to have Diet Coke in it, obviously. But what I was going to do is I was going to get you to speak a Northern word into this, and then I'll seal it up and then bury it, and then forever you're...
Like Wazzock?
No.
That's a northern word.
One of your ones you can't say properly, like face.
Face.
That's face. Good. Yeah, well translated,
face.
Actually.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
First.
They're good. Right, but you've got to say into the bottle, and then I'll just save it. Just, you know.
First. Get out!
Did you get that? Get out.
I did.
Well.
I got that.
Good.
It's a bonus. I got a get out.
I think I know why the northern accent is dying out.
Why?
Evolution.
Yasmin Khan is with us.
Gotta stop the northern bullying. This is out of order.
That's what I have to put up.
It's all right. There's two of us now, love.
No, no.
Yucky thump. Kick.
Quick, speaking to the bottle.
Kick.
Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Hello.
Hi, lovely to see you, of course.
And you.
You're in on your Friday, aren't you?
Aye.
Just don't encourage it.
No. Oh, I feel like I'm at home.
Oh, I feel like I'm at home. Where's your home? Is your
spitting feathers. No, I'm not talking to
is
you.
Is your home in an edge? You live in an edge up there in the north. You live in an edge, do you?
Why would I live in an edge?
Because you don't have houses, do you, up there? You live in an edge. Yasmin, what's coming up on your show?
Loads, so much
excellent
stuff.
Excellent.
A piece of, we think, Talk Radio's first piece of original drama.
Yeah.
Apart from your and Julia's handovers, though.
Yeah, that's good. That is all my acting skills right there. What are you doing?
Written by mine own fair hand, performed by me.
Yes. I mean, that's a bit egotistical, if I'm
being
honest.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It is, and it's my show, obviously.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, bloody hell, you're like Eddie Murphy.
I know. I'm all over it. So instead of doing... we normally do a music review on a Friday.
Yes.
But we're doing a new thing. On the last Friday of every month, we're going all artsy. We're going a little bit Radio 4.
Oh, yeah. They won't like that around here. I tried to do some poetry and I got told off.
They don't like poetry. I know that for sure.
They're the most... honestly, the management here, the most uncultured bunch of idiots.
Shh. Anyway, boss said it was fine. Boss said it was fine. So we're doing a little bit of original drama, short story, and also the lovely, from Off of the Wet, the lovely Graham Clark is coming in to sing live.
Oh, splendid. Yes. So is he doing a solo-y thing now?
He does, but he's still with the juggernaut, the cash juggernaut that is Wet. He still does that. He loves them. They're his brothers. But he does do a lot of sort of singer-songwriter stuff on his own. So from about 6:20, we are entering Yasmin's rehearsal room to hear stories, to sing live, and all of that. There you go.
Excellent stuff. Yasmin Khan with you after. Are you in on Monday as well for the bank holiday?
I'm in all of next week.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. Every day.
Splendid news. Right, okay, because I hate Sam.
Sam Delaney.
So, Yasmin Khan with you next. We're not having the bank holiday off. We're not shirking. We'll be back with you on Monday's bank holiday. 1 till 4. Stop it now. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.